Strap yourselves in.
Tomorrow's news today.
And now I'm going to tell you the different scenarios that come next, and they run
real
from
time,
bad to worse.
Uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Bill O'Reilly, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck coming out and warning Trump that he better end this war quick or we're going to have total global depression, lose the midterms, and worse. And Beck is just a master at doing it diplomatically. And that's not because we want to kiss Trump's ass. You do get more with Trump if you're close to him, feeding his ego. But I likened it yesterday to a couple times people run red lights or cars come out of nowhere and things do slow down when you look over and 50 yards away is a car going 70 miles an hour and you realize you're about to get T-boned and your life's in danger. It slows down. And thank God, knock on wood, I've been able to evade those things a few times. But this is like we're all in a car about to get T-boned with this war. And it's guaranteed the different scenarios that run from bad to worse. That's what's so frustrating is my predictions all coming true are very easy to make. And the Pentagon on record told Trump, don't do this. And he did it. And now Israel coming in to Congress, muscling everybody. They passed the NDAA sections in the Senate now to integrate even the Wall Street Journal, military.com. They say, no, this merges everything with the Israelis, including co-ownership of all our weapons. What? The greatest heist ever right in front of everybody. And again, I'm just harping on Israel because Israel is front and center, the number one threat to our national security now. And then we've got the crazy Muslims on one side that are out of control like a bunch of piranhas. We got China throwing its weight around everywhere. This is a disaster. Let's throw up the Drudge Report headlines right there for everybody in red. It's important. Red Sea hot. Hot war. New front in war. Oil at $100 a barrel. Pentagon surges forces. Which makes more of the troops in Jordan and Israel sitting ducks to the Iranian missiles. And now the Pentagon, the CIA are talking about, oh, we might hit Russia harder. We might give more weapons to Ukraine, as if bombing them hundreds of times a week inside Russia isn't bad enough. Stirring up the bear, poking the bear. Oh, we know Russia and China are giving telemetry. But notice they mainly focus on China, on Russia, because that's what they want to fight. It's mainly China. They're the ones helping the missiles target. This is terrible. They're using them as a proxy to attack us. Oh, like we do Russia? Well, of course they are. So this runaway train is coming up to a big turn on the mountainside, and you just know it's going over. In fact, we're pretty much already over the mountain here, over the cliff. So I want to go over what's currently happening, and then I want to go into scenarios, because you want tomorrow's news today, you're going to get it. And I'm going to open the phones up for active duty, former military, former U.S. intelligence, current, foreign military, as long as you've got expertise, you want to agree, disagree, add to the discussion. I want to hear from you. We took 12 calls or so a few days ago from the military, and they were all very intelligent, very informative, except for one guy who the military folks didn't think was military, special ops, that he claimed to be just because he was saying, they're not a formidable problem. Iran's no big deal. We'll win this easily. And I'm like, that's not what the Pentagon report said. That's not what we see happening. What are you talking about? Oh, well, just stop panicking there. Oh, you mean like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs telling Trump don't do this? Yeah, what's General Kane know? No, folks, we're on the right side of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. freedom. We're live on AlexJonesLive.com, and if you want to fight, you got one. Yeah! Yeah!
Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there.
Well, our great soldiers being flown back to Maine with the President and the Secretary of Defense there to watch their flag draped coffins loaded. My fault, I fear. Into vans to be shipped to Washington, D.C. to be buried in Arlington Cemetery with all those other past dead Americans in our wars. And where are the clowns? Well, they're in Congress. And all their decadence and corruption bankrupting the country. Passing the NDAA, literally merging our military with the Israelis and giving them co-ownership of all of our weapon systems worth trillions. Giant mega bank heist bigger than stealing all the gold at Fort Knox right in front of you.
Isn't it queer losing my timing this late
in Trump's career? It is Thursday, the 23rd day of July, 2026. I am your chronicler, Alex Jones, very honored and blessed to be here with you today. We have a big guest in studio coming up in the fourth hour, Patrick Byrne, with a lot of big breaking news on a bunch of fronts. I want to open the phones up throughout the next 4 hours, or next 3 hours and 52 minutes that we have left in the transmission, for military veterans, current active duty, people that have worked in intelligence, foreign military, foreign intelligence. If you've also worked as an engineer in the Middle East, on the ships or on the oil or gas facilities, we want to hear your expertise on where you see this going and what you think. This is a Thursday emergency broadcast. U.S. surges forces into the Middle East as war engulfs the region. Oil prices explode after Houthis sink two Saudi tankers in the Red Sea. Economists warn oil headed to 140 a barrel, and that will trigger a global depression guaranteed because of where the world economy is right now. Perfect timing for BlackRock and their great reset. Larry Fink is as happy as a pig in mud. And then you got Hegseth in between being out at Dover and there with the in Maine with the dead troops being delivered back. The clown show that is Washington, D.C. and the U.S. with our kleptocratic establishment running things. In between that, he was also testifying to Congress yesterday and saying, how dare you besmirch the record of our dead troops by criticizing this war? I really didn't think when Trump won almost 2 years ago that we'd be at this point now, but I just called balls and strikes. And I like Hegseth getting rid of the DEI in the military and making women go to the same standards as men and all that other great stuff. And I like a strong military as well. Peace through strength. But this is not peace through strength. This is a spiraling out of control war. And the NDAA has now passed, the treasonous NDAA, the House is in the Senate. So we'll be going over all of that. But there isn't an economist out there that disagrees that if oil hits 120, we're going to have a global economic catastrophe if it hits 140 and stays there for even a few months, a depression. Because of where the global debt is, nations' debts, individuals' debts, corporations' debts, and then baked into all that, energy prices and fertilizer prices exploding exponentially because they're getting cut off all over the world. You've got a bunch of ships being sunk weekly in the Black Sea and ships being sunk in the Mediterranean and ships being sunk in the North Sea and ships being sunk all over the Arabian oceans and seas, the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, the Strait of Hormuz. It's an energy war, and you have to update the map each day. Thousands and thousands of different strikes. Two large oil tankers on fire, exploding and sinking. Huge oil spills. Iran's proxy, the Houthis out of Yemen. And Trump says, I'm going to annihilate you now. And they'll sit there and die and keep fighting. And Trump says, I have the clip yesterday. Oh, we're going to have a $2 billion a day toll on the Strait of Hormuz, or no one can go through it. And the Iranians say, that's fine. We're not letting anybody go through it. So Trump goes, well, I'm blocking it. When they're the ones blocking it. So he can say that he's the one doing it. And then Hegseth testifies to Congress yesterday and made a speech 2 days ago that's saying we just can't have anybody put a toll on the Strait of Hormuz. So they can't even get their messaging straight. This is bad, folks. And that's why we have Bill O'Reilly and Laura Ingraham and Glenn Beck coming out saying, Trump, we like you, but man, you got to end this war. Well, Israel says they're not going to let us. They'll keep attacking Iran and Lebanon and other areas. And Iran says that's a non-starter. And the finance minister of Israel, 3 days ago, we played the clip like five times, Smotrich, said this is ideal. It's crushing Iran, not being able to sell oil. Why, in a few years, they might fall. Yeah, along with the rest of the world economy. What about the third of the fertilizer not going through that's going to particularly devastate Africa? And then Europe will be flooded with the refugees, which they already admit starting. Israel won't take any of them. I mean, this is just a cascading, amplifying disaster where one thing adds on top of the other. And now we are told through Trump's favorite mouthpiece, Axios, now even more than Fox, Trump's close to decision on massive attack. Well, he said yesterday, I've ordered the military to open the gates of hell. He's not saying we'll turn the whole country into a glowing orange crater. He said that 6 months ago and said there's civilization, you know, will end and all the rest of it a few months later when the war started. So he's talking about nukes. We know that all the mouthpieces, the neocons, Lindsey Graham before he died, Mark Levin, they say, Mr. President, use the nukes like Harry Truman. That won't make the Iranians give up. You know the Japanese had already unconditionally surrendered a week before. But they said that they wanted their emperor, Hirohito, to be left alone. And then MacArthur, under orders from the president, Truman dropped two A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And they said, we've got a lot more weapons. We'll kill everybody. And so the emperor said, fine, I unconditionally surrender. They said, fine, you can be the puppet, but MacArthur will actually be the leader for a decade there. That was a different time. All the analysts have looked at this, and I don't just believe them. I'm a pretty good analyst myself. But the analysts with the best track record break down that nuclear attacks on Iran won't make them give up, and it will turn the entire world against us, and it will kill the economy even more. Then there'll be radiation raining down on the neighbors. And that's if Pakistan doesn't nuke Israel like they said they would, or North Korea. And in most of the studies by Rand Corporation and others, it leads to a full nuclear war. And Russia's already saying they're getting ready. They're just days or weeks away from hitting NATO countries where they're producing the weapons. So we always knew that we'll get into this war. The mullahs won't fall. They'll close the strait. Trump will escalate. They'll escalate, closing the strait. Then the Houthis will close the Red Sea strait. And then Trump will have incredible pressure to look strong and try to brutalize them so they give up, but their psychology shows they won't. Certainly not quickly. Very low percentage chance, less than 10%. That was the Pentagon report 150-something days ago, right before this. Now they issued another report on Monday. In fact, I had that in yesterday's stack. Repull me that Washington Post, also Wall Street Journal, similar headline. U.S. intelligence report to Trump. Intensified bombings unlikely to cause Iran to make a deal or mullahs to fall. And you can read the report. I mean, we already know all this, but you know, there they are again. And so we know where this goes. And so Trump is now saying, CNN reporting, he'll attack pretty soon. Pickaxe Mountain, okay, and then announce, oh, we destroyed all the uranium, total victory. We heard that 13 months ago, during Operation Midnight Hammer, and I said, that's just the camel's nose in the tent flap to get us ready for total war. And then when Trump pulled back from total war, they said, oh, look, panicker, see, there was no danger of that. But as soon as we went to total war, yay, it's good, back it forever. Yep, U.S. strikes unlikely to move Iran. Intelligence sources reports say those reports to the president. So, Trump has been able to declare that the war is over more than 50 times. And when you see oil surging, it'll then go down $10, $20, $30. And then a week later, it goes back up. So you have to average the cost together, but the average cost, what oil was like $45 before this started a barrel. On average, it's been about 90 now, sometimes as high as 120, but only for short periods. Markets aren't reacting well to this today. And when Trump says there's peace and everything's fine, it only works a few days now, and then the prices go back up. And soon it'll have no effect because the Strategic Oil Reserve has 1 week of oil left in it. And because it's in caves, they've been collapsing in, so it may be less. The Chinese are almost drained of their strategic oil reserve. The Russians are cutting back on their exports, including stopping all export of diesel. And it's down $100 a barrel. $100 a barrel kills the recovery. $120, global stagflation. Probably depression. 140 stays up there for a month. Bye-bye. Because most countries are living hand-to-mouth, and you increase energy that much. I see some people say, I don't even have a car. I don't care if gas goes up. Everything's delivered by trucks and cars and people driving. It affects everybody. Anybody out there thinking, I don't care about the stock market if it goes down. I'm not in the stock market. It's all connected to that, the companies and businesses. I know most of you know that. But, yeah, we got ABC, NBC, New York Times, all reporting. Next stop, 120 and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear, infinity and beyond. And the Russians are starting to sink oil tankers, response to NATO sinking oil tankers. Notice I said NATO, not Ukraine. It's who's doing it. They're blowing up Russian refineries on a daily basis. The Russians can't get enough fuel, and so they're not shipping it out. It all is cascading. So I want to open the phones up for veterans, current military. You agree, you disagree, just have a clean phone line. I want to hear from you. All I ask is get to your point because I want to get to everybody else. And please, when you call in, I love you. Don't ask if you can say something. Don't ask if you can bring up a topic. We don't screen your phone calls. Just have a clean phone line and be on the topic. But that means I'm not going to screen your phone call on air. And, you know, the anti-Israel folks that just are obsessed with Israel all the time, and even when we legitimately criticize bad things Israel does, as an example, they'll always say, I'm about to talk about Jews. You sure I can do that? Oh, you don't want me to do that, do you? It's retarded, okay? You can talk about whatever you want here. Doesn't mean I agree with everything the callers say. But I get a lot of good information, especially when we open it up for military people. Those are some of our best callers. So what do you make of the NDAA passing? What do you make of Israel literally set to have a bloodless coup over our entire military-industrial complex. It's just unbelievable. Even I'm shocked by this. How do we respond to it? And the war and Russia and just all of it spiraling, all of it up the escalation ladder as fast as we can go now. And I'm going to get into next stop where this goes, and I hate to almost speak things into existence. That's not how it works, but I'm sitting here before the show, and last night and this morning I got up at like 4 a.m., and I just sat there with a cup of coffee for like an hour and a half in the dark, looking out the window at the city lights and the cloud cover, and listening to coyotes howl. They were pretty active in the woods behind my house last night. And I was thinking about the different scenarios and what comes next, and the fact that there are probabilities. And I like hit a mental wall. Like, I try to start saying this stuff, and then it's so unbelievable because it's going to affect us all really bad. I mean, the best case scenario is horrible. And then the worst case scenario is total nuclear war, the end of civilization. And I've got such a normalcy bias too that I but you look at history and all the other crazy stuff that's happened, this happens at the end of every cycle. Now we got all these weapons, and you look at it, and if you're really objective and not emotional, there's about a 50% chance we have a full-on nuclear war in the next year. And then I already work pretty much as hard as I can, and then I start getting angry at myself and frustrated, thinking, what do I do? What lever do I pull? What button do I push? What do I say? What stunt do I pull? I mean, I'm not going to do this, but example, because it's controlled airspace, I wouldn't do it. Parachute into the White House with a bullhorn, you know, going about how we're all going to get killed and stop the war. I mean, I'm not going to do that. But nothing violent. I'm not telling anybody to do that, but now is the time to be jumping in front of cameras on national TV and bringing up, you know, key talking points like we did with the Clintons and their crime syndicate to help shoot her down politically right at the end of 2016. And we were credited. I mean, you were. We ran some really vicious stuff on them. It was all true. People were telling me at the time, you're lucky to be alive. And she did send the CIA after me after it. But, I mean, you gave us the money and we did it. Airplanes over every town she was in saying, you know, that Bill Clinton's a rapist and Hillary for prison, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different trucks we rented around the country with, you know, big TV screens with messages on them, hardcore, and huge rallies all over the country, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of prize money for people jumping on national TV and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist, Trump 2016, which had a huge effect. Obama freaked out. They all freaked out. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we can pull. Back then, I had millions of dollars in the bank, so I spent it all. I don't have any extra money now, but there's other stuff. I mean, it's time, folks, to get aggressive. Because we just can't sit here, again, in a normalcy bias, while the status quo is the threat escalation ladder being climbed into total war. So the first thing we need to do is brainstorm about where we are, where we're going, educate people about that, and then talk about how do we stop that. So today I'll ask the military, what's your view on what I've been saying? What would you like to add? What is the off-ramp? I talked to all these guys that have very good track records of accurate predictions. That's who we interview. Like Michael Yon and Matt Bracken and Joe Kent and many others. But, I mean, we have the Pentagon saying this would happen. I mean, it's not like it's just a few panickins, as they call us. And Trump has gone against the most war-gamed scenarios ever. It wasn't like the Pentagon said you got a 60% chance of failing. They said 92%. And, of course, the White House freaks out about all that because the news never said 92%. They said there was a report saying it was very low probability. I happened to know folks that were in the briefings. And Jan was in between breaks yesterday on the phone with those folks. That guy's got right to the top. of generals, former and current. And they're all basically, we're off the races. There's no stopping this now. So the military has just gone under the mode to get ready for nuclear war. But they have issued reports to Trump saying, you know, you need to stop this now. But again, the Iranians are very belligerent. They know, they've said, well, even if we make a deal, Israel will just attack and break it. So we're going to go ahead and just fight you to the end. And we're so used to going and fighting the Arabs, who will certainly fight, but, you know, they love to unload their guns in the air and get real emotional on average. And they'll still kill you, and they're still somewhat formidable. But compared to the Persians, the fighting with the Arab Muslims has been a cakewalk. That's why that one caller the other day was like, oh, they're not even formidable compared to Iraq. And all the callers are like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, everybody I talk to in the military, former and current, including people that have been at the very top of top, you know, head of CENTCOM staffs. I mean, I talk to people that, you know, were the head in the head office with the adjunct, you know, of the head of CENTCOM. And they're like, oh, we never want to do this Iran thing. Oh, no, they've already got nukes. They've got unlimited missiles. They're never going to stop. It's a fortress. They've got all their proxies, and they're just waiting for us. And we never want a ground war. I mean, I was having these conversations 15 years ago around a campfire. And then I have to hear these idiots out there. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. It's no big deal. Oh, they're not even formidable. It's way worse than Vietnam. It's Vietnam controlling key choke points with nuclear weapons. And unless we went in there and killed everybody, they're not going to fall. Yeah, we drop 100 hydrogen bombs on them. That'll be it. And then we will be Satan worldwide for real. And Israel loves that because they'll think, well, we're your only friend now. We're all bound in this together. Megalomania time. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha hee. To the loony bin. So here's the number to join us. And I'll go through all these clips and all this news and all this other domestic stuff. But this is bad. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. I'm going to do this. It's such a big subject and so important that I hesitate to get into future scenarios because I got them all right here in my head. And if even get into some of them, I could do hours just on each scenario, and they overlap each other. But, yeah, I'm going to take a bunch of calls, and then early in the next hour, I'll just give you a summation of the scenarios. And then I'll dig into some more on them. And we can bounce it off military people and get their takes as well. The number's 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And we'll be right back. Somehow we got to stop this. We got to pray. There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time-released with all the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with Methylene Blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients. Ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now, Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shots, all 50% off. 40% off Zeolite Tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, 40% off. Shilajit Gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue Gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with Ultimate Energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. Super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars of 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, Rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. Thealexjonesstore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar, thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
Trump and his surrogates are talking about using nuclear weapons on Iran more and more. And there is a probability that if they use them, it will trigger instantly a regional nuclear war that within hours goes through a full thermal nuclear exchange. Everybody that's got weapons will attack their enemies wanting to attack first. So they, quote, win, but the other side will hit them back. This is like a giant demonic possession of the leaders of our country and of the psychotic, unelected EU dictatorship. I'm going to get to that in your phone calls in a moment. And listen, it's impossible not to just be blown away by Israel. Netanyahu just came out 2 weeks ago in two interviews and said he has been in charge of our foreign policy and got us into Midnight Hammer and this new war. He just came out on TV and did it again. And 4,500 Israelis led by Ben-Gvir just stormed the Alaska Dome of the Rock, third most holy site that's built on top of the second Jewish temple that Titus destroyed in 70 AD. And they say they're, Israel has been saying on TV, they might blow it up and say the Iranians did it. That'll cause a total Muslim uprising like you've never seen before. So more than 4,200 Israelis storm Alaska Mosque, led by Ben-Gvir. And as usual, they beat people up. Ben-Gvir was on TV over the weekend showing a execution chamber saying, we're going to kill our enemies in here. And then now he gave a tour. There's a TV program of the new torture prison base they've built. They put a moat around it, and they are importing crocodiles to eat people. Overhead shot, please. And he's giving people a tour of his crocodiles. I mean, this is super villain cartoon stuff, okay? Now, what is all this? This is provocation. Period. Storming the mosque, it's never happened before. I mean, they had like, you know, 100 people storm them and stuff like that. They had a few crazies go in and shoot a bunch of people, and Ben-Gvir praises that. I mean, this guy wants total war. And he wants the world to come against Israel, because that'll make Jews circle the wagons around Netanyahu and the rest of them. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to give you an update on the future of this operation. The new studio is going well. Better than the old studio, I'll just leave it at that. But we need more funds to get more talk show hosts, some reporters, equipment, legal, all that. So nobody fights the tyrants harder than we do. You underwrite this whole thing when you go to thealexandthestore.com, and we are able to run this operation and bring in a little extra money, but not enough to get all this stuff done. I mean, if I had the money, we'd already be in the new studio, and it would, and we'd already be hiring people and everything. I need you to go to thealexandthestore.com. The products are insanely good. I mean, if you love Turbo Force, this is even stronger. Ultimate power, super good, all these super nutrients, all this clean forms of caffeine and other stimulants that are time released, 10 hours of clean energy, ultimate power, energy, focus, blood flow, and endurance, unleash your potential. And we've got it in the mango and in the fruit punch, all natural, organic. It's amazing. It's 50% off, even though it's a big seller in this flash sale at thealexandthestore.com, the new ultimate summer sale. Also, don't know what methylene red is? You heard of methylene blue? This goes with it, stacks with it or by itself. Incredible for your cells, incredible for your health, incredible for your skin, incredible for your gut, your heart, everything. We now have it in capsules. Also, 50% off out of the gates. You like our 95% cured humanoid? 7 years ago when we came out with bodies, it was the only turmeric at 95%. Other people now do it because we did. Your average turmeric is 4 to 5% raw, still great for anti-inflammatory, anti-pain. Imagine 95%. And then liquid is even more absorbable than the pills. We now have ultimate turmeric liquid with concentrated ginger and black pepperdine that go together like a horse and carriage. Accelerates it, supercharges it all. That is discounted at thealexandthestore.com. And the shower filters, highest rated. We post the studies, third-party studies, thealexandthestore.com. You absorb stuff through your skin. You breathe it in. Gender-bending chemicals, atrazine, all the crap, lead, mercury, all of it. It's in most of the water supplies. There's hundreds of things in all water supplies, but depending on which chemical it is, it's in almost all of them. This knocks it out, folks, and it's really nice, and it screws right on to a regular shower head. Boom. You can also get an adapter, you know, Ace or whatever, if you want to put it on your bathtub faucet. You know, those are all different sizes, so you have to go find out for your what it is. Then it just has a standard adapter on those that goes on to it. So it's great for your bathtub as well. That funds the operation, and that is a win-win for everybody. Also, we're almost sold out of them, and that is the 250th anniversary silver coin with the Jerusalem cross on one side, America says it was Centennial 250 on the back, American flag, bald eagle, 250, pure silver, one-ounce coin, and that is a fundraiser, thealexandthestore.com. Know that you help keep us on the air and build the new operation, the next phase of the information war against the tyrants, thealexandthestore.com, thealexandthestore.com. And I can't do it without you. I want to thank you all for your support. The widest selection of apparel. So many cool t-shirts. We got the funny shirts. We got the 7076 Americana shirts. We've got the politically incorrect shirts. We just got a lot of classic Americana, really classy shirts. It's just better stuff than you're going to find at Dillard's or wherever at lower prices. It's nice. It's all name brand stuff we've got. So we're really, really proud of this. The Alex Jones Store.com. All right. Let me just do this. Let me go to your phone calls now. And then I'll get to these insane clips. And then I'll get into best case scenario, how Trump could off ramp. Still, it's going to have a lot of problems and pain and be embarrassing. Versus where I think we're going. The least of the bad scenarios is devastating. The worst of the scenarios is into civilization as we know, a total nuclear war. And in the spectrum of my analysis and other analysts as well, it leans towards the bad end. I mean, I cannot believe we're in this position. I cannot believe that's an accurate statement I'm making. I don't want to make that statement, but I have to make it because it's true and we have to know how much danger we're in. All right, we'll take veteran active duty calls, you name it, right now. And as you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. We'll put the number back on screen for folks. And we're going to go to your phone calls right now. But the number is 512-266-0642. And then I'll shift gears into some of the important domestic stuff, some of the good news that's happening. More churches burned by the Muslims, though. And, of course, it's turning out it's Muslims and it's arson. Mondami's not doing anything about it. It's just insane. More polls out, internal Republican polls. They're probably going to lose the Senate, too. I mean, this is just... And I got Glenn Beck backhandedly, very diplomatically, telling Trump to end the war. And what all the economists are telling him, what the Pentagon's telling him, what the Pentagon told Trump. And then that ties into what Tucker's saying, that's totally on target. He's being demonized for that. He just totally outmaneuvers and is a masterclass in debate, what he did with Stephen A. Smith. That's all coming up. But right now, we got Nathan, JD, Cody, Orlando, Jim, and many others. We got Nathan's Navy, JD's Marine, Cody is in Illinois, Marine, Orlando is in Oklahoma, Army. We got Jim in Texas, Marine Recon. And so let's go to who called in first. Let's go to Texas and talk to Jim. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I'll get to my points quickly. First of all, this Al-Aqsa thing is a very, very important elevation of force. You've got millions of Muslims from Indonesia all the way to Allen, Texas, that now we've got to keep our eyes on. People don't know this, okay? The largest Shia population in the United States is in Allen, Texas, 15 miles from where my wife, my children, and my grandchildren sleep. Okay? I hope the DPS is on this. I really do. I fought the Shia militia in Second Fallujah. I fought Mahdi Army. And for people who don't understand what Mahdi Army is, that's the Shia version of the Martyrs Brigade. I fought them in Second Fallujah. Everything you're saying about the Persians and the Shias is 100% because their worldview is the more non-Shia Muslims they kill, the quicker it is to the 12th Mahdi. And the 12th Mahdi is going to ride a sea of blood over the rest of the world and give victory to Shia that they've been waiting for it since 842. This is what the hornet's nest that has been stirred up. And I'm sure your listeners understand this. Anybody that fought in Iraq in 04 understands this. And that bad, I was in 26 years. There's only one time that I have ever been scared in combat, and it was that battle. You talk to veterans of Second Fallujah, they'll tell you the same thing, and they won't be embarrassed to tell you. This is what we got going on. And I'm going to tell you something. The Israelis, by instigating this Al-Aqsa thing, they're ready to launch nukes right now. And we're going to have to deal with the consequences of their actions.
Absolutely. Well, for somebody like you that's trained and lived it and knows all the dates because you face these people, Mondami isn't even really a liberal. He is a hardcore super Shia sect, the ones that are the most deceptive. And that's why everything he does is for this. He is literally here to destroy this country. And then, meanwhile, the Israelis go, oh, good, join us in destroying them. No, they're stirring them up on purpose. For people who don't understand, when they've sent a few hundred Israelis in, it's caused riots all over the Middle East at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now that 4,000 of them stormed it today with Ben-Gavir, with their machine guns, I mean, that is like literally walking up to somebody's wife at a restaurant and punching her in the nose. You're going to get attacked. I mean, this is total provocation.
Well, for those of us that are listening that are Roman Catholics, this is the equivalent of sending a non-Catholic military force into the Vatican City and dragging the Holy Father out of St. Peter's Basilica. That's what this is. Did you see them stepping on their prayer mats?
Yes.
Saying all that, it's a death.
In fact, guys, I saw that this morning. I should have sent it to you. Guys, if you just go to X and type in Ben-Gavir storms Al-Aqsa Mosque, I saw, they went in and stomped all over everything and ran around inside of it. And, just a few weeks ago, they were outside of it beating people up. I mean, this is absolutely trying to stir people up.
In the United States right now, Alex, we've got to have local police talking to the mosques or the synagogues around the country right now and offering them perhaps some undercover protection. Because I'm telling you, you're going to say, and if you could just give a quick summation before you end this this topic and explain to people, especially people in Texas, about what the Shias were trying to do in Allen by forming their own community with Sharia law, and the governor had to step in to stop it. Those Shia people are still there in Plano in their mosque off of 15th Street, and the whole area over there is Shia Muslims. They speak Persian. They don't speak Arabic or Urdu. You can hear it. They're up and down the streets. They're sitting in the Waffle House. And here's the thing, America. I want you to listen to this. If the Shias are activated into terrorism, they're not going to be running down the street, acting crazy, drawing attention to themselves. They're going to be pouring liquid bleach into the intake of apartment buildings in 107-degree weather, so it creates ammonium, what is it, ammonium gas, and no one will even know who did it. That's how the Persians are going to do their attacks. This is serious. And we have Israel to thank for it.
Well, I'm pulling up the articles and videos and sending them to my crew. Yeah, they closed it to the Muslims for 5 hours. So that is literally blocking them from the site. And they had nothing to do with destroying the temple that's under it. That was the Romans. So this is just, here they are inside the mosque.
They were searching for weapons, Alex, or at least that's their cover story.
Yeah.
They said they're going through there looking for weapons, making sure, I guarantee this one, they're making sure that there was not some dirty bomb device. That'll be the excuse that they give. They're gonna tear that mosque apart.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned where you're at in Texas. I just found the video. Texas, Hamas, Al-Aqsa Mosque, Katy, Texas. And here they are calling for martyrs to die right here in Texas.
The DPS needs to go in there. And I'm talking about the ones in Allen, not Katy. Katy's different deal. DPS and the Rangers need to go in there, and if there's any terroristic threats made in any of these mosques, the Rangers and the DPS need to arrest these imams. They need to do it sooner than later, because I'm telling you, I fought Mahdi Army. I fought Shia militia. I fought Muqtada al-Sadr in Iraq. And these people don't play.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear the caller 3 days ago that said he's special ops? He says, oh, Iran's a pushover. They're not even there. This is easy. I mean,
he's irrational. He's insane.
It's cuckoo town. Thanks for the call, sir. God bless you. And I talked to that guy a long time. I can talk to you all for 10 minutes apiece, but he'll be on hold forever. So let's try to. He got to the point. So it was all important. There's no way to cut that off. Yeah, this is exactly what my family that's been in the army over there and at the command level and then down at the low level. This is all I've ever heard, all I've ever seen. And I also study on myself. And this is a whole other shooting match. This is insane. And their whole religion is about not giving up. So we're not dealing with the regular Arab Muslims, folks, okay? They're easy to deal with compared to this. This is really bad. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller here. In the order they're received, let's go to Cody in Illinois. Cody's a Marine. Go ahead. Give us your take.
Hey, Alex. Love you, dude.
Thank you.
Love the show. I just want to say that there's like the culture of the military that when you're in, you do not want to be in the rear. You want to go fight. You don't have credibility until you go to war. And at least when I was in, that's kind of the big thing. Now, politics, you're planted in your brain. You don't think about politics. You think about the commander in chief, and that is it. It's like a religion. So it's like they're totally separated. So I just don't hear a lot of people bringing that point up. But there's a huge separation about what we're, you know, what we've experienced through the previous wars and all those things. And now we're older and we thought about what it was all for. But when you're in, when you're young, when you're the youth, you want to go fight. And that's just something I just wanted to bring up, that it's like a sad truth that's what it is, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, the old Marine Corps chants are praying for war. And if you want fighters, they got to be ready for war and ready to do it. And I understand that. I'm talking about retired military and officers active duty that we talked to off the record. But we have a Pentagon report telling the president don't do this. when I speak to that, I mean speaking to people that are more at the war planning and wargaming level. But clearly the Pentagon was right that this is going to be a disaster. It is a disaster. And then we predicted Trump was going to double down, and then he doubled down again. And that's the threat escalation ladder. That's what I'm really concerned about. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's go to Orlando in Oklahoma. Army, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate taking the call. Longtime listener. Buying some of the products.
Thank you.
I want to kind of pick your brain with a satire of historic relevance. Now, when we're talking about Iran, and we go back biblically and look at the Iranians and the nature of, and I think you mentioned it on one of your shows about the sons of Ishmael.
Yes.
And okay, so if we're looking at the sons of Ishmael over there in Persia right now, currently today, and you have to correct me if I'm wrong, what sect of Muslim is that, Shia or Sunni?
It's the Shiites.
Okay. So now if we look at the Zionists, so to speak, in Israel, right? So now if we're looking at a holy war, the Holy Alliance, wouldn't we surmise that the Iranians would gravitate necessarily to wanting to defeat the Zionists and all those Zionist powers in NATO and in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, they want to destroy Israel.
Okay. So now exit strategy. There is no exit strategy. There is nothing that the U.S., NATO, or the powers to be could do in order to get us out of this situation. However, as you have said over and over again, the United States personnel, Christians, need to get right, because there is no one supporting the Christians that are being killed over there in these regions. And let me go you one step further. Remember when the Azov battalion came to the United States, went to the White House, and went to Disney?
Yeah, the Nazis out of Ukraine.
Yeah. Did they ever leave?
They're using a lot of CIA funding into Ukraine to run assassinations and political dirty tricks here in America. They have an enemies list of journalists that are against the war. I'm on it, of course. Our dead reporter was as well, but he was killed by thugs. Yes, sir. So what's the angle on that?
So we have leftovers, holdovers from that battalion that is still here. You remember the Arkansas-Oklahoma I-40 bridge that fell down, and we had a lot of internationals come over to assist with
yes.
the repairs and hospital. Okay. Some of those were Chinese. Did they ever leave?
All right. Good point. I appreciate your call. I'm going as many calls as I can here. Next hour, I'm going to get into the scenarios of the least bad to the worst and continue with your calls and play a bunch of these clips I haven't gotten to yet. But people are like, well, Trump wanted to stop kicking the can down the road. We never did this before because the scenarios were so bad. And it makes the Muslims stronger when we go over there and attack them. And then the policies in the West are to bring them in all pissed off, the very worst of them. And now we're going to have even bigger migrant flows out of this. So we don't go over there to fight them over there instead of over here. We go to piss them off over there. It's like you got a wasp nest above your door, and you don't just kill it and remove it. You just sit there and hit them with a pole, you know, with a baseball bat to piss them off. And then the government uses the radical Muslims and the Orthodox Muslims attacking to take our rights. They know what they're doing. This is all about Palantir and Oracle and the flock cameras and all of that stuff, legitimizing all of this stuff, the surveillance grid, the kill switches in your cars, all of it. It's unbelievable. But you heard that first caller. He's dead on. Thousands of Israelis led by Ben-Gavir, the nut, who says we're going to kill everybody, take all 11 and kick the Christians out too. I mean, he beats up flotilla detainees that are just bringing rice to these people. Do I like Greta Thunberg and little stupid communists? No. Do I support Islam? No. But it also means we don't go stick our you-know-what in a beehive. When Israel wants that to give them the cover for a greater Israel, and the globalists above that want a global meltdown and depression. Got 2.5 minutes to break. Let's jam in one more caller. Let's go ahead and talk to JD in Illinois. JD's a Marine. Go ahead. A lot of Marines.
Hey, God bless you, Alex, your family, and your crew. I just want to start off by saying that most people that I'm talking to, they're saying that Trump has a plan, and they're saying that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. The others I'm talking to, they say that this is just biblical, and they basically put in their head in the Bible, trying to figure out through that route. But I just want to say the first caller kind of hit it on the head, and also Cody did as well with the separation from the military. But I think I'll just leave off with, what we have all these government agencies. What are they doing for the interests of Americans?
Well, what do you make of Israel saying, we don't need your money anymore? We've given them like $50 billion in weapons the last 2 years, not to mention the $8 billion a year. We're now going to co-own all of your military assets and co-own the sale of them, $1 trillion a year that we sell. I mean, that is just completely insane. And that passed the House yesterday, sir.
That is insane, Alex. I guess I can say about this is something that you say all the time is, we're the Paul Revere's. We got to look to the brother to our left and our right. We got to go to community, because there might be a day where we have to stand up and fight this tyranny.
Well, I mean, I remember when they introduced this a few months ago, it says integrate, you know, all of it. And I said, it's an integration. It's a synchronization. It's a takeover. It's a marriage. And the neocons went, you're a liar. It's not. And then now they go, yeah, it's all true. You know, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Army, all just as, yeah, we're merging with the Israelis. I was like, I mean, we haven't even made Puerto Rico a 51st state. I mean, it's a big deal to even have a new state. I mean, do we get representation in the Knesset? No. I mean, literally, it's like taking two card decks and sticking them together. And now this country of 10 million people, Israel, with its powerful lobby here, is going to be married to us and co-own our military-industrial complex. And that's Israel not being dependent on us? That's the opposite. That is the gaslighting. Thank you for the call, sir. Great point, J.D. All right, I'm going to come back in 2 minutes and take a few more calls, and then I'm going to get to the clips. I've got a bunch of them and analyze this, and then I'm going to get into the scenarios of where this is going. Yeah, you heard Victor Boot a couple of days ago. He goes, well, it's just biblical, probably the end of the world. You know, it's just like it's people are getting resigned to total death now. There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off. Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind Fueled Nootropic Energy Shots. All 50% off. 40% off Zeolite Tincture. Detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, 40% off. Shilajit Gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue Gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in. You get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Foaming at the mouth, I mean, literally, every time I see him on TV, he looks like he's on five hits of ecstasy. He's megalomaniac. And only time I've seen footage like that was right when the Nazis launched World War II and into invading Czechoslovakia and Poland and everything else. There's famous footage of them in one of their command bases, and there's Hermann Goering and Hitler, and Joseph Goebbels, and they're all rubbing their hands together going, and they're all, and then you're like, God, that looks like cartoon characters. And because everything was going their way then, a few years later, they looked so happy. And I, when I see our own war planners and military, they're very serious about it all, and that's good. But when you watch the Israelis, I mean, it's like what you do to piss people off. And I got that coming up, clips of that next segment. Then, you know, I was like, yeah, I run Trump. And Ben-Gvir's storming with 4,000 plus Israelis, the third most holy side of the Muslims, not letting them go in the building and stomping all over everything. And Ben-Gvir's laughing and hopping up and down in between tours of death chambers he's built and crocodile moats for prisoners to be fed to. I mean, it's like, what? It's like, I read this stuff and watch these newscasts and go, is this real? He's like, we will burn all of Lebanon. We will kill all of them. We're taking it all. Ha, ha, ha. And you got the U.S. ambassador from Israel. Huckabee going, yeah, Israel can take it all. Take the whole Middle East. Ha, ha, yeah. With us fighting to give it to you. And the Israeli minister, yesterday we played the clip, and the day before, Smotrich. He's just like, this is ideal. The Americans are paying for it all, doing it all, and we don't have to do any of it. And it's... the straits close, and it's destroying Iran's economy, and the rest too, buddy. But you don't care. And now you pass the NDAA into the Senate to merge their military. I just cannot get over it. And there's this non-false equivalence thing where, well, what are you for, Mondami? Are you for the Muslims? Are you for the Shiites? And no. I said when this started 146 days ago, I said if I could hit a button and send the mullahs and their 12th imam to the Phantom Zone, you know, like Superman, when they send General Zod off or to Mars, I'd hit the button. And I said, if it falls in 4 days or even a month, like Trump says, I will get Dom Perignon. I only do that when Trump's won a few elections. I'm not a big champagne guy anyways. I would get champagne out, and I would drink it on air. But I said, we're not going to be popping champagne, boys. And we're not. So we're talking to military veterans, current, active duty, you name it. I understand active duty is just like, we're not getting into politics. We're doing what we're told. That's how you're trained. That's how military has to run. I get that. But you also need to not follow illegal orders, like if they tell you to turn your guns on law-abiding citizens or something. You understand that at that point, you don't follow the orders. If Trump ordered a preemptive nuclear strike on a country, I would hope the vice president would come out and give a speech, a press conference, and say we have to remove the president, 25th Amendment. I mean, I would think Trump would need to be restrained from that. Because God knows what they're giving him, what he's on, whatever's happening. He's a different guy. And it's a war crime, and it's insane. It'll get us all killed. And the Democrats were all, oh, he's going to do domestic police state. We got to have the generals revolt against him. That was a coup. That was a plan. We exposed it. O'Keefe Media Group got undercover stuff. That's them wanting to be dictators. That's them wanting total control. They always wanted the military domestically for gun confiscation. The militaries who blew the whistle to us, we broke most of that stuff in the Obama administration and the Clinton administration before that. I literally, because we were a big show, I'm not bragging, it's just, I'd say we broke 70% of all those big stories. The manuals, the training, the military training to go house to house taking guns, and people are like, oh, I'm ready to take them on. I'm like, the military gave it to us. Okay, they're good. But we do have to start talking about, if Israel completely takes over our government, which is happening, how do we respond to that, and how do we deal with it with an illegal coup? Because I don't care if they say it's the law. If the Senate passes that we merge with Israel, the Supreme Court needs to block that. But they're so controlled, they'll probably certify it. And, you know, I think Trump has not stood in the way of it. I think he's...
These specimens have been specifically calibrated for the spread of Alpha Gal, a permanent curse on those who feast on the flesh of mammals. real meat is finished. My ticks and mosquitoes will make sure of it. Eat the synthetic slop or starve.
Looks tasty, doesn't it?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Sad to see our troops coming back in flagged red coffins with the President and Secretary of Defense and others there. And if you think this is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. If we go into a full ground invasion, you're going to have thousands of those. The estimates are in the tens of thousands. The Iranians are begging us to invade on the ground. They killed a couple million of each other in the Iran-Iraq war that we backed against the Iranians, and they didn't have 10% of the weapons they've got now. And they got China and Russia helping them, which they weren't really doing a lot in the past, but because we're in a proxy war with Russia, they've greenlit it all. And Iran said about a month ago, they said, look, we used our old missiles last year and early in the conflict this year. We're about to roll out our next-to-best missiles. And then all of a sudden, Pentagon goes, these are evading, they're changing course, they've got multiple reentry devices. This is really bad. And now suddenly they can shoot down our aircraft. What do you think's going on? Well, they got special heat-seeking missiles. They don't care about radar signatures. So, let me hit a couple of these important news topics dealing with this, and then I'll go right back to your phone calls. For everybody holding, Chuck, Justin, Dennis, Megan, and others, we're taking calls from military, veterans, current, active duty. What is your assessment of this? Where it's going? I want to give you the different scenarios here that could unfold. And notice I've been giving you predictions of what would unfold. It's happening exactly as I said. But now we approach the moment of truth, not just with Iran, but with Russia as well. That's coming up. But first, here is Benjamin Netanyahu. He said this twice on TV last 2 weeks ago, and now he said it again last night. Netanyahu reveals how he convinced Trump to bomb Iran. It wasn't, do you allow us or not? It was, here's what we're going to do. I'm informing you. Says he brought seven slides into the Oval Office and pitched the U.S. on using B-2 bombers to strike Iran's Fordo nuclear site. And then he brags again he got us into the new war of 146 days ago by saying we're striking, and they did strike on the 28th. We struck hours later in the morning of the 1st of March. Beware the Ides of March. And he's bragged about that. And Rubio came out and said, well, we had to because Israel, attacked and our bases were going to get attacked. And then Trump said, that's not true. I'm in charge, which wasn't true. Netanyahu is on record. So, and it's like Trump saying, oh, the strait's open when it's not. Or, oh, we shouldn't have any tolls. I'm putting $2 billion a day on it. But he can't control it. So, okay, now no tolls. Back and forth. And then Hegseth telling Congress, okay, we don't want tolls on the strait. And then Trump's doing tolls. It's a disaster. So here is Netanyahu. Then that dovetails into Trump talking about how he's going to, obliterate and all the rest of it. Here it is.
אני הלכתי לראות את טראמפ מיד אחרי היבחרו, ובאתי לשם עם שבעה שקפים.
I guess I should read the subtitles for radio listeners. It's in Hebrew, so let's start over. Go ahead. I went to see Trump, right? After he was elected. And I came there with seven slides, each one of them this big. Because they don't allow USB drive. They don't allow any of my electronic devices in the Oval Office. That's the president's office. So I brought slides, one slide. Second slide, third slide, fourth slide. Here's what we're
going to
do. Do you allow us or not? It was more like, here's what we're
going to
do. I'll inform you. And we'll get to this last slide. And I say, here's what I'm proposing. You have the B-2 bomber.
Those
massive bombers. There's a site called Fordo. If we need to, we'll act ourselves, but it'll be far more effective if you come in and simply drop your heavy bombs there. He listened. He didn't give an answer. But he said, okay, I'll consider.
Consider.
In the end, he joined, and I was very happy. We're going to do the job. All right, so there you go. And it's the same with the expansion now of the war. So now here's Trump.
...cade of the Red Sea by the Houthi rebels, opening up another front in the war.
This is what happens. So far, it hasn't happened. It might happen. But we take care of things. If something like that happens, we take care of it. You know, we've done that with the Houthis before, and we haven't heard from them in a while. Since we did what we did originally, that was about 45 days of very powerful action we took against the Houthis. And we've had no problem with the Houthis. They've had no problem with us for a long period of time, including during this conflict. I think that if there is something like that, we'll just have to take care of business.
Oh, and I should also add, the Pakistanis have a defense agreement with Saudi Arabia and one with Iran. And so now that the Houthis have sunk two Saudi Arabian oil tankers yesterday in the Red Sea, now they're sending in tens of thousands of Pakistani troops. There they are at the airports and then, you know, coming in. So this is how wars escalate very, very quickly. Now let's go to this, NBC News. Trump says Saudi Arabia must normalize Israel ties before a nuclear deal is approved. And, of course, it's for nuclear weapons enrichment, not just a peaceful deal. That's been confirmed. But now they need to sign on to the Abraham Accords. The problem is Saudi Arabia came out yesterday and said, we want Israel to leave Gaza completely and everywhere else they are invading. So now they're agreeing with the Iranians about Lebanon, you name it. But Caroline Leavitt was asked, well, why can't Iran even have a peaceful program, but Saudi Arabia can have a full-on one? She says, well, hear from her.
Ask you one other question.
Sure.
Just playing devil's advocate, why does Saudi Arabia get a civilian nuclear deal, but Iran doesn't get a civilian nuclear deal?
Well, again, this agreement is still being worked out. Well, it will eventually, hopefully, be finalized with the condition that the president spoke about this morning. But this agreement in particular, as it's been discussed thus far, does give priority access for American companies in the Saudi nuclear energy program, which will ultimately benefit American industry workers and supply chain. So the deal that has been discussed thus far and will continue to be discussed absolutely puts America first, and that's obviously very important to this president. Ed.
Yeah, thanks, John. So Friday, the Section 122, the 10% global tariff.
Again, I want to just show you this again. This is just yesterday. Construction said already underway on Ben-Gavir's prison crocodile moat. He's built a new torture base complete with execution gas chambers. He says, you'll be in there, I'll kill you. That was 3 days ago. Now he's giving tours on TV about, here's my crocodiles that will eat people. It's like a little kid. And then today, with 4,000 plus people, he stormed the Holy Mosque, and they've been talking about how they're going to take it over forever. They're just trying to piss everybody off. But here's what you need to know. New York Times. U.S. surges forces towards the Middle East, giving Trump options to expand Iran war. Oh, it's already expanded. And remember last week, Axios, which is him leaking it, it's confirmed. He leaks to them more than Fox. That's why when Mark Levin's like, we need to arrest whoever's leaking this, sometimes like, oh, it's the president. Oh, okay, it's okay then. Yeah. He can leak all he wants. He can declassify anything he wants. The point is, Trump is leaning towards ground invasion of Iran. Woo! Oil prices leap after Houthi attacks Red Sea. Iran war live updates. Attacks in Red Sea sent oil prices over $100 a barrel. Not good. And we wargamed all this. We predicted all of this. We said this is where it would go. This was all wargamed out. You know where it goes next? I'm going to be getting to some of that. This is a big deal, but let's go back to your phone calls now. Let's go to Chuck in Oregon. He's Army. Chuck, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Former Army, just for clarification there, I didn't want to mislead anybody.
Stolen Valor, you were MacArthur in World War II, and you're also the head of Space Command. When people just say they were in the Army, they were in the whatever, if you want that specific, say, I'm not in the Army anymore, and I'll say that, but we don't have to do the thing where we're Stolen Valor, and I'm really the head of Space Command. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Look, everything right now that's happening is confirming this whole ground invasion, the more likelihood. When we're hearing about bombs being dropped on this infrastructure, like bridges and roads and things like that, that's what we call battlefield preparation. They're going to have to figure out a way to isolate the area that they're going to occupy, so they don't have the ability to put reinforcements in where the U.S. troops are going to occupy in Iran. So that absolutely confirms what you're saying. We're not just going out there bombing bridges. I don't believe that. There's a reason why we're doing that, and it's to restrict Iran's ability to move around on the battlefield.
Absolutely, and they're blowing up some of the biggest bridges in Asia there, and then all sorts of other little sub ones and little ones. And Trump is saying he's thinking about an invasion of Kurg Island, and then we'll get a bunch of troops killed there and Marines. Then we'll have to, now we got to take all of the Strait of Hormuz. The Pentagon has said at least 100,000 troops to go into the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, that's a gigantic armed camp. I mean, what do you think about the prospect of that?
Well, it's kind of interesting that the foreshadowing back in, I think it was November 2023, right after Iran, a few months after Iran joined the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, we saw this response from the Houthi rebels in the Red Sea when they took over the, I believe it was the Galaxy Leader, which is a car carrier. And that was the scenario when there was a special forces unit that dropped off on the ship. And I think that was a clear indicator of where this was going to go back then. So I think we can see more stuff like that, more propaganda, more military. You just mentioned Pakistan going into that region now. I think the decision has already been made, and we're just kind of sitting back watching all of the different acts play out before we get to the real, avalanche, as you stated.
Well, no one denies that, half a million troops to actually take all of Iran or more? And that's even if we send in the Marines, everybody, and just lower the artillery down and just roll forward, flattening everything. It's going to be, 4,500 square miles versus 140 square miles like Gaza. The fighters are way more, 93 million people, millions of fighters. I mean, I've tried to do estimates and talk to military planners. I know they say nobody knows, but taking on Iran is conservatively 100-plus times worse than, Gaza just at a ground war, guerrilla warfare level, probably 500,000 times. My God. I mean, this is, you talk about biting off more than we can chew. Took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima, defended by 23,000 Japanese. We lost 25,000 people died there. That's just one island with the Japanese that had, tanks that were like tinker toys and, small arms and grenades. I'm not some infantry war planner, but I've studied it. I mean, this sounds undoable other than carpet bombing them with hydrogen bombs. What do you say?
Well, I'd say that I don't see a march to Tehran. I see just an occupation of the area where we can establish control over this, all of the different waterways over there, to include the Red Sea, and do maybe a multi-operational, multi-bases over there for the foreseeable future until we can come up with a plan. But then we've got the other problem with the likelihood of, one of the callers was saying about possibility of an attack on the homeland, God forbid. I believe that something like that is probably going to happen after the election, because they want to see the political climate in the United States deteriorate to the point where there's going to be a change of government, which is, if they do it after the election, it's going to force the Democrats to react militarily or be in a position where if so it's just another way to weaken our system over here.
There's that angle, or Israel's been saying, oh, it would sure be nice to have a new 9/11. They could even false flag as a way to get everybody behind full war. I could see both scenarios. Yeah. I could see both.
Sir. Yes, sir.
But let's pull up the topography of Iran and the Strait of Hormuz and that whole sea there. I mean, what is that, like 100 kilometers or more long? And if we pull that up, that's Yemen and the Red Sea. But if we go back to Iran, that's all sheer mountains and military bases, and they're dug in. And again, if you're a TV viewer and don't know your maps, you see that horn sticking up there out of the UAE and out of Saudi Arabia up there in the lower left-hand corner. And then that's Iran right there with all the mountains around. It looks like Mordor. Okay. Well, that little dimple you see going in there, that's the Strait of Hormuz and all those islands. That's some of the most armed areas in the world. That's the 18 miles between that point and the Iranian side of the strait. If we try to all the way up that sea secure that, and that is what Trump's talking about, starting with Kirk Island, which is like 1% of the real estate or less, that is still, again, the Pentagon leaked over 100,000 troops just for the strait. And then you've got the Iranians that are going to continue to attack out of those mountains onto those bases. And sure, the attack helicopters, the Apaches, the Super Cobras, and all of them will be there, and the A-10s and the rest of it, but it's still going to be a high casualty, serious, good old fashioned toe-to-toe war. Do you agree with that statement? He dropped. So, yeah, even, and that was the scenarios, that's the limited one. That's the limited scenario, and then the strait will still stay closed because they can attack from those mountains, and then now we're going to send troops into the mountains? Over hundreds and hundreds of square miles? It's thousands of square miles total. But I just, the Pentagon's told Trump don't do it. So that's where we are. Up next here, Megan in Michigan has been affiliated with the Air Force. Go ahead, Megan, you're on the air.
Hey, it's actually Kristen Megan, longtime friend of the show and military whistleblower. I don't want to take up too much time because I was not intel or combat, but I am still very much connected. Due to OPSEC, I can get specific to people who are there in theater right now on active duty and as contractors. And several reached out to me actually this morning, very pissed off about Section 219 of the NDAA. And they're very much starting to realize that the Israel lobby and the IDF and the Israeli government are hijacking our military. And I cannot tell you, Alex, what it's doing to their mental health. They've had attempted suicides on some of the ships. Some of them are 15, 16 years in and don't even want to finish their 20 years for retirement. They feel completely betrayed, and they have found out in months that we have no business being over there. And we're supposed to have the strongest military. What we're doing to them mentally, it's not that they're cowards and they're afraid. They realize that we're fighting a war we should not have our hands in. And you know all about blowback, Alex. You've been talking about that for years. This is destabilizing our military, and we are not winning.
And it's costing billions of dollars a day. And now Trump's accelerating the buildup of forces in the area, saying he's leaning towards ground invasion. And I mean, this is a regional war. You had Russia and Ukraine in. It's global now. And it's an energy war. And then Russia's very close to hitting NATO countries. And then if NATO decides to strike inside Russia again, then it's going to be tactical nukes, and in a matter of hours or days, we're in full nuclear war. I don't see any other scenario, and that's not just me saying that. Where do you see this going?
No, I think you're very right, and I think we're very ignorant. We've never really had, other than 9/11, which I still believe is an inside job, but we've never had anything on our own soil that has woken people up. They don't realize what war really is, and we are poking a bear that we should not have poked. And as you know, this is all about the Greater Israel Project, and hearing young military members that are 20, 21 years old use this term to me is very eye-opening. And they voted for Trump. They went into the military because the Biden administration They didn't want to go in during that time because of the mandates and everything else. Now they feel so betrayed. They're not even angry. Alex, they're sad. This is so hard to see.
I mean, I'm sad. I'm sad, too, and I appreciate your call. That's what I'm getting from active duty. But, again, I'm not trying to give Israel advice on how to sell us war. It's already happened. You have all these top ministers saying, we're greater Israel, we're going to kick everybody out of Lebanon, burn the whole country down, we're going to blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque, now they've stormed it. Look, we got crocodile pits and torture chambers and death chambers, ha ha ha, and beating up peaceful detainees, bringing rice to the Gazans. And I mean, the head guy, the head of intelligence, fat guy slapping people and giggling and laughing with guys with machine guns laughing. I mean, they act like droogies out of Clockwork Orange or something. I mean, they act like gang members. It's probably not playing a knockout game. They're like, they're raping people, raping men on camera. And the Israeli government goes, what's the big deal? Raping men. And they had Knesset members on TV going, good, I'm glad we're raping them. It's like, what? Even if it's the worst person, you don't get down on their level and rape them. It turns out they're like innocent detainees and then the men are raping them on camera. And it's like, what? I never even showed that on air. If I wanted to demonize Israel, it's so easy. But Israel's demonizing itself and being as provocative as possible. While they say we control your Congress and while they just passed the NDA out of the House to take over our military and intelligence. And so they're crapping on us, rubbing it in and telling us we should just love it. And then making statements that turn the world. I mean, if Israel was just doing this bad stuff, but had good PR, it wouldn't be as bad. And I'm not defending what they're doing. I'm trying to explain the wargaming psychologically. Why are they doing that? Well, you know why. They want to get everybody to come out against Israel, and they think with all the rich, powerful Jews, they'll then donate and double down on Israel, which is happening, a bunch of them are. And they think that multi-steps ahead, they're going to win and somehow get this greater Israel after the U.S. blows up the whole region. And you got their finance minister saying it 2 days ago, how great this is, and it's horrible. It's absolutely insane and demonic. And then it's going to cause all these Islamic refugees, and they're all going to come over here, and they're absolutely out of control. And Mondami is a big, you know, hardcore Shiite. Despite all his liberal fake act, they have an actual sect that does that to deceive. I mean, he's one of their brain bugs. He's a Starship Troopers analogy where, you know, you get the regular insects and you get the brain bug. Gotta capture a brain bug. We got a brain bug as the mayor of London, and a brain bug is the mayor of New York, and they got brain bugs as the mayor of up in Dallas. I mean, it's just brain bugs everywhere. And they're armies of warrior ants, to use the Starship Trooper analogy, and I'm getting tired of it. Lot of bugs around here. And Israel's opened the gates to them for us, not them. All right. I'm going to take some more calls. I'm going to get into scenarios when we come back. And a lot of other clips I haven't gotten to yet. Stay with us and please share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X. There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time-released with all of the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with Methylene Blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients. Ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now. Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxify and go up for spike protein, and it's good for whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with Ultimate Energy. You stack them. and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration, it is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. It's super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. Thealexjonesstore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar, thealexjonesstore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Notice you're a regular listener. What I said in the months before this war, what I said last year with Midnight Hammer, that was preparatory for Israel to strike first to drag us into full war. That is easy to analyze. A lot goes into it, but it's guaranteed. And of course, I was the panicker. I was the liar. No. Don't oppose a war. There's not a war coming. They know full well it was. There's a lot of factors that go into it. We want to cut off the Chinese, the IMEC corridor. Want to keep the dollar propped up. Israel wants living space in greater Israel and to control all the new pipelines and things coming through, and they want that to be the new juncture, not China. And it really does come down to the British Empire remnants with the globalist Zionist combine, Rothschild combine, that is in competition with the Chinese. Now, they'd been merged in the globalist system until about 19 years ago. That's when the rift happened. China double-crossed them. Now it's running its own project to take over the world. And that's what China says on their national TV. And that's what the CFR talks about, and BlackRock's bet on China. Now they're acting like they're with the Zionist Combine. It's a coalition of what's left of the U.S. and the rest of it. But it really is the Zionist lobby, and they're half the billionaires in the world are Jewish, and most of those support it. And Israel talks about that and how they've got this power. And it's just the reality of it. And then you've got the mentally ill people that absolutely just everything has to be Israel. I mean, Israel's out of control. It's doing bad stuff. We're opposing it. It's trying to take over our military and intelligence. We're covering real stuff. But if somebody slips on a banana peel, we're not going to say it's the Israel lobby. And there's a lot of people in Israel don't like this. A lot of Jews don't like it. I'm just stating it like it is. I'm not an apologist for anybody. I just cover what the reality is. But I see huge pushback without even looking on X. Just everywhere. Oh, look, Jones is making up the China thing. Oh, God, he's dumb. You understand. I can play you, and Harrison's been doing it. I didn't ask him to defend me. Chinese top ministers and generals on national TV saying everything I'm saying. And China talks about, we respect the Zionists and the Jews. Ha ha. But our plan is working, and in the end, them and America will lose. Then you have a bunch of the Israel lobby going, oh, we're done, with America, and it's really the old Rome, and will be the center of the world, not China and not America. And it's in the Jerusalem Post and it's in their newspapers. And I'm just like, they're all talking about it. And then people that love Adolf Hitler and think he was a Christian and think he didn't start World War II, they don't know anything. They think Stalin worked for the Jews, these people. And they then literally don't know China controls 97% of rare earth minerals. They literally don't know China's building bases everywhere. They literally don't know they own about half the Democrats. So the Republicans are pretty much owned by the Zionist lobby. And then the Democrats are owned partly by that, but mainly by China. And I mean, that's like a fact. It's like saying the Atlantic Ocean is east of New York City. And they're like, no, it's not. It's like they're obsessed with the Pacific Ocean. So if I talk about the Atlantic Ocean, they go, why are you covering up the Pacific Ocean? It's insane. It'd be like if you were obsessed with dogs and I said cats also exist, you go, no, they don't. It's like this shirt is blue. No, it's not. And I'm not even mad about the criticism. I the level of mental illness and because it has nothing to do with lessening bad things Israel's doing to know that the Chi-Coms are the other big giant thing trying to take over. And our own elites and big tech are double dealing with China and the Western globalist lobby to bring in all this control and the cashless society and the central bank digital currencies and kill switches in all your appliances and your cars and just all of this. And I cover anything predatory, anything threatening humanity, poison shots, big pharma. We expose it. That's what we do. And I mean, I remember, and I'm going to go back to calls. I remember, this is important because it's mental illness. I remember back when I could interview Admiral Moore, who ran the Moore Commission on the USS Liberty, and all these people that were on the government inquiry run by these admirals. And I mean, I was able to interview most of them. And they would always come on right before they died and spilled their guts. I mean, I interviewed Moore probably like 10 times for over a few years, but then it was one time he's like, comes on and just spills his guts and then like dead a week later of heart failure. It was constant. And I've had more people on from the Liberty than anybody else because most of them are dead. And they would all explain, no, LBJ put the ship out there with Israel to sink it premeditatedly and to go to war with Egypt and then with the Russians. It was Gulf of Tonkin 2.0 or Operation Northwoods 2.0. And I would get flooded with, why are you covering for Israel? Our government wouldn't be involved in that. It takes not 1% away from Israel attacking our ship and trying to sink it to blame Egypt that it was totally premeditated, sent there. I had the head of the Liberty Group on just a few weeks ago. He's like, of course, they've all know that. It came out in congressional reports. And I talked to the son of the admiral that, where his dad told him, yeah. And before he died, he spoke out and LBJ came on. The line, and the idiots go, there was no lines on ships. Yeah, there were. Radio, phone, couplers, and satellites. It's a congressional record. And he said, I want that damn GD ship on the bottom. We don't embarrass our ally and turn the planes back twice. My point is that right there. Like, that's what happened. That's what the survivors told me. That's what came out. And when I had those guests on, they go, look, he's covering up for Israel. It has nothing. It shows it was premeditated, set up from the beginning. But you don't want to admit our government does evil stuff too, see? Because only Israel can do bad, and that's the mental illness. If you approach this like governments are out of control, you've had some good governments in Israel, some bad, this one's really bad, let's all come together and oppose it, and if you do it in a Hitler uniform, it's not effective. It's just not effective. And it's the serious ignorance of the low IQ anti-Semites. Hitler was a Christian. No, he hated Christians, on record. It was like, Fuentes was telling a story about Brazarian, and he's like, you know, Hitler was going to go in and take over all the Slavic countries and for living space, Lebensraum, and kill them. And Brazarian goes, that's a Jewish lie. He goes, no, no. He wrote it in Mein Kampf. And Brazarian didn't even know what Mein Kampf was. You know, book written by Hitler in 1928 when he was in prison after the failed Munich beer hall putsch. You know what a putsch is? You don't. So, again, I keep projecting intelligence onto people. Israel's going to end up destroying itself out of all this, and it's completely doubled down, and they know that. So why not just go totally crazy? That's where Israel is. The Muslims are completely stirred up and out of their minds, and the Shiites think that they need to cause the end of the world for the Messiah to come, the 12th Imam. The Christian Zionists want the end of the world and think they're making Jesus come back. They're completely insane. And you've got all these pissed off Muslims they brought in. We got 45 times the Muslims in the West that we had before 9/11. You've got Satanism and the left running around crazy everywhere. You have global debt at a maximum point, the bubble about to break. And Trump had a real stabilization plan to fix all this. That's why I was so ecstatic. And now he's gone completely sideways and is publicly saying, I'm leaning towards total invasion of Iran. And yeah, we may use nukes. I mean, we're talking end of the world potential here stuff, okay? I mean, if there was a one chance out of 10 this would cause a nuclear war, I'd be upset. It's more like 50-50 right now on the current road. I could go out to my car today and point GPS to, you know, the main ranger office at the south rim of the Grand Canyon. And I could probably, if I didn't sleep, be there in 24 hours. And I could follow the GPS right till I went off the cliff and fell 5,000 feet. So I'm not saying we're going to drive off the cliff, but I mean, we're not in Austin just starting out in the Winnebago to go run off the cliff, plotting the GPS to the cliff. We're turning on the road to Flagstaff about an hour and a half away from the cliff. I mean, we're turning the RV up the hill, going to Flagstaff, maybe stop at the gas station, gas up. Hour and a half from now, we can be driving over the edge of the cliff. And then pretty soon, we're going to be at the park entrance. And then pretty soon, we're going to be driving up to the cliff. There's the big bend. I mean, you know, there's the big canyon. Oh, yeah, Grand Canyon. We're all dead. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just beside myself. All right, I said I'd go to all these cliffs again to scenarios, too. That's just... And I got clips that make Trump look so bad. I mean, flip-flopping the last few weeks over and over again. Heg Seth. And the point is the whole world sees this. And more foaming at the mouth by the Israelis. And then foaming at the mouth by the Shiites. And it's like watching a pack of pit bulls on LSD chew each other up. And we're getting chewed up in the process. And the pro-Israel people just want to hate you and want you to hate them. And then the Muslims want to hate you, want you to hate them. And then all the ignorant Nazis can't find their ass with both hands. And so just because Israel's bad doesn't mean they're good. And it's just a mess. An absolute disaster. And I'm just sitting here with this problem that we need to fix. And man, I talk to people behind the scenes. I'm just going to stop there. Roger Stone, by the way, is on the show tomorrow. 11:30, 30 minutes on the show. On the midterms, everything. And I just thought of people. I'm going to say I talked to Roger about this. I talked to people that are in the White House currently. Not it wasn't Roger. That just made me think of Roger. And They're all just beside themselves about where we are. They're loyal to Trump. He saved a lot of them. They want him to succeed, and they're just totally freaked out about what's going on. And in fact, we're not even going there with Roger. We're just getting into politics, the Democrats, how we can salvage something in the midterms. So many people I know are just like, they're not even going there. They don't even try to bring it up to the president. It's that bad. And a lot of people are just resigned saying, okay, it's the end of the world. You know, God helps those that help themselves. It's like choose your own adventure. So we're given free will. Yeah, God knows the end outcome, but it's a paradox. And I, for one, am not going to sit here and let a bunch of crazy people get us all killed without trying to stop it. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I apologize. I'm ranting. Let's go to Dennis in Dallas. Dennis, you're on the air. You're affiliated with the Marine Corps. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I called in when you were talking about the United States attacking Iran again. And I told you that I've already been through that in the Iran-Iraq war. And I was in Jordan and supplied Saddam Hussein with all his war material. I really like the scenario that you used to describe the situation we're in. What we're doing is we're going ahead and doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. The Iran-Iraq war didn't turn out very well for us, didn't turn out very well for Saddam Hussein. And the other thing is that the war in Russia that we're pursuing through the proxies in NATO, you know, the old fascists that actually tried to invade Russia during World War II, and where Russia defeated them but lost 26 million people. We're fighting two wars that we've already lost.
We're messing with people with a bunch of nuclear weapons who are willing to lose 26 million people, and they killed 24 million Germans. Exactly. You know, I see it all the time trying to make Trump prideful or whatever. And they'll have like Mark Levin or Netanyahu going, boy, you Americans sure kicked them Nazis asses. And look, both my grandfathers almost died in World War II in the Army Air Corps. But 90+% of the casualties were the Russians and the Germans. That was most of World War II. And like messing with the Russians is insane. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. But there's someone else that our government has turned its ire at. I mean, trying to destroy, and that's the American people. Okay. When you look at how the government is running itself, it's used against the American people. So basically, I see our government fighting three different wars: one with the Russians, one with the Iranians, and one with the American people.
I agree. That's what Michael Young said. The main target is the people of the West and the world economy for BlackRock to bankrupt everybody and push us under their social credit score. They admit that.
Yes, but what they don't understand is that both Russia and Iran have alternatives. And these kinetic wars will not work with opponents. If they really get to the point where they believe that this is an existential crisis,
Iran's going to use the nuclear weapons they've got.
No, Iran is going to use an EMP over the United States and bring the war to us. Think about that.
Yeah, I don't know if they've got ballistic missiles that have got that good of targeting, but I'm telling you, the globalists might do it and blame it on them because we are the main target.
Exactly. All right. So everybody really ought to think real hard about this because we're the ultimate target. Okay. They launched three nukes 350 miles up, and everything, all civilization that we know ends. We're back in the Stone Age. Your cars don't work. The airplanes fall out of the sky. The ships can't be transported. All communications is done. Supply chains are destroyed. think about this. Really,
we are definitely, again, every think tank, every war game group agrees. The world is the closest to total destruction we've ever been. We are literally running around with a flamethrower lit, shooting in the air in a fireworks factory.
They're thinking about thermonuclear war. They're not even thinking about, and they don't want to talk about, an EMP that will destroy civilization at its core, which is energy.
Well, there's different models on the EMPs, but it would definitely, depending on how powerful, cause some problems, and it's got to be looked at. I appreciate your call. Yeah, everything's in the cards now. And I guess I should, let's take a few more calls, and I'll get to scenarios next hour. They're just so complex, and there's so many of them, but they all go in the same direction. And I might just do like a special live report for like 2 hours tonight or tomorrow or something and just do that. No, I need to just go ahead and put the scenarios up. Then I'm going to do a deeper dive. It's such a big subject. It's so important. I kind of get up to the edge of it and just go, And then when I really start thinking about it, my brain starts racing on all the different angles. And then the probabilities are just getting worse and worse by the moment. This is a probability. Oh, man. I mean, and boy, I hate being right, don't you? I mean, and you've got all these people that like Trump going, hey, sir, you did a great job on this and that. Now we need to end this now. You know, Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly and Lori Ingram and a bunch of others are like, it's time to stop it now. But guys, the Iranians aren't going to stop. They're a big part of the problem. And they want their own global domination. The difference is they don't control our Congress. So you have to understand that Israel and the Iranians are sucking us into their issue. But the CIA overthrew the guy that was trained in the West, pro-America, Mohammad Mossadegh, in 53. All he wanted was half the money from their oil. The British Anglo-American Oil Company. That was the name of it. I'm not bashing white people. It's called the Anglo-American, British Anglo-American. They later merged. British Anglo Oil Company, and the CIA went in there with Kermit Roosevelt, and they overthrew the damn thing. And then the rest is history, and then we helped the mullahs get in 79. That was secret, but just come out. And they thought they double-crossed them quickly, but they didn't. They weren't able to kick them out. It's the good point the callers are making is we're really good at regime change, and then it turns into something worse. They made that movie... Charlie's War. It's really good about the Afghan War. And you got the CIA analyst that's based on a true story, played by a Hoffman guy. And he's like, well, that's another thing. And it just goes, and then this happens, and then that happens. It's like, it's just ongoing. And the best thing to do is not do this and just have power through ideas and culture and industry and production and innovation. And then you dominate through that. You don't dominate through all this Machiavellian horse manure. Because it always just gets worse and worse and crazier, and no one knows the truth, including the people running things, and then they're trying to balance, like the Ed Sullivan show with the guy with 100 plates. And it's they don't even know what they're doing at this point. And they'll call another analyst to the globalists who'll give them a plan, and then they'll test it out. If it works, we'll kind of promote them for a while, and when it doesn't work, they pull them back. They thought releasing COVID would get them total control. It backfired. Which is good news showing they're not all powerful, but also shows how reckless they are. I mean, I can sit around, folks, and talk to, you know, top people. I mean, Bilderberg Group members, State Department highest levels. I mean, most of the time now when I get asked to fly somewhere and meet with these people, I don't go. I just say, you already know what I say. I say it all on air. And I've been flown around and hung out with the globalists. Have you offered anything or any of that? That's happened before by other systems, and I refused it. They literally want to hear what I have to say. And I'm like, just tune into the show. There's no point at this point. So that's how freaked out the system is. They want to know what I think. They want me to sit around for 6 hours in war game with the top billionaires and professors. Yeah. That's where this is. Okay. And they don't want to talk to me about where we're currently at. They know I'm right about that. That's easy to know. They want to know about what we should do in the future and tricks to get out of this, which is the same thing I'm doing. I don't know. But you can get smart people in a room and kind of come up with an idea, and we better start doing that's what I'm saying. We better get all the shows talking about this. We got to get the public talking about this, and not the stupid-ass World Cup and all this crap. I'm not against the World Cup, except when you're at the edge of total destruction, you can't sit there and care about stupid-ass soccer teams. Because while we're all enjoying ourselves, our whole civilization's sinking into the mud. All right, I'm going to stop. Oh, gosh. I'm going to give each caller 2 minutes, because the caller's been great, but I'm letting them go too long because they are great callers. Then I'll hit a few scenarios in basic, and then I got a bunch of clubs that I mentioned. Glenn Beck, I mentioned Tucker Carlson, I mentioned others. And Tucker's resigned. He's like, Trump's not running anything. It doesn't even matter. He's a non-issue now. And that's what the really smart brains I talk to say is they figured out how to kiss Trump's ass, the Israeli lobby, and others. And so Trump is so erratic now that if you talk to him like he's 5 years old and convince him of stuff, even if he's about to pull out, then the next day can be convinced to go back in. So it's only a matter of time till he gives the order to invade Iran. And I'll get into that scenario coming up. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We need to be on air to stop the next pandemic, the next poison shot rollout, to try to stop these wars. We are doing important work. The bad guys have made us the number one target to get off air because we're effective. Our guests, our crew, our reports, everything we do at alexjoneslive.com, the new network, the new studios, getting more hosts, all of it. You've seen what we've already done before. We'll do it again and bigger. But we need you to decide, hey, it's important for the future of humanity to back folks that have proven they know what they're talking about and they'll fight hard and can't be pushed around and can't be bought and can't be intimidated. The only variable is you. Will you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com? Will you share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X? And will you go to the alexjonesstore.com? And, I mean, our liquid turmeric is the strongest, incredible, so good for pain, inflammation. It's amazing. We got a huge sale going right now. This is the new sale. New Ultimate Summer Sale. 50% off Ultimate Power Mango and Fruit Punch. It is the strongest pre-workout, post-workout, 10-hour clean energy, whatever you want to call it. Ultramethylene Red Capsules just came out. They're incredible. Read about it. Learn what they do. TheAlexJonesStore.com and then get them for 50% off. A bunch of other sales, a bunch of other really great deals right now, and that's what funds this operation. Please go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day at what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You can call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
stations join us. There's been a big new development with Saudi Arabia to be given nuclear weapon fuel by Trump. And it's more classic Trump. Wait till we get to this. And Glenn Beck and more. You talk about a masterclass in trying to get Trump to change direction, but kissing his ass while you do it. And I wish I was just as slick as Beck. I admire it. I'm serious. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Justin in Florida, affiliated with the Army. I'm just going to say that because people say, they go, I'm not in the Army anymore, not stolen valor. You need to tell us, former Army, current Army, I don't care. Just, we know your expertise, your background. Justin in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I was just looking at a few pieces of information, like the Red-Green Alliance. Who would normally last out of the two in the Red-Green Alliance? It's normally the Greens. The Muslims have social cohesion, whereas there's a lot of moral decay and a lot of factors weakening our social cohesion here in the West. So who's going to last is probably going to be the Greens. And if we're going to have a war with Iran or in that region, we're going to send a lot of our more Christian people over there to fight the war for us. It seems that way or looks that way. And we're going to have a huge gaping hole of that social cohesion here in the United States while we're importing other people from other belief systems. So that's something that I wanted to point out to you. And the Section 219 thing, that's a brilliant idea from Israel's perspective. I mean, we were using Ukraine to fight a proxy war for us for, against Russia. In a way, Israel's doing that to us.
By the way, I love how you just quantified that, because I babble for hours trying to make a simple point that's so important. Israel's leaders are bragging that we are fighting a proxy war for them, and this is, quote, the perfect situation, is what Ben-Gvir and their finance ministers, Smotrich, said. Absolutely. I mean, but imagine the arrogance of that statement. But I guess it's not arrogance. It's being secure. It's confidence. And they
absolutely. Yeah. You have the most powerful country in the world. I mean, we all agree that and say that, right?
It's true.
And now you're using that as your ship, and you're steering that into combat. And now you have Section 219. So instead of us, giving funding, they don't have to beg like Zelensky had to beg. So now they're able to steer the ship. They've attached themselves to the hip. They have money coming in completely from the United States. And you know what they're going to do is once they get entrenched, they're going to build a logic bomb, so to speak. So if we ever did try to root them out or experience some sort of nationalism that did not include them, they're going to self-destruct the ship, basically. So these are all factors that are going to take place.
All the top ministers in Netanyahu's thing have said, if we ever don't do what they say, they'll sabotage us and bring down America. And now they'll be able to in control of the intelligence of the Pentagon.
Yeah, well, you saw it with the pagers. Same thinking at play.
And remember what, I'm going to hold you over. You're a really smart caller. I want you to be able to finish up. Stay there. Don't hang up. I'm coming right back to you in a minute. I want people to hear what you just said. I mean, a lot of stations out there don't carry the first five of the internet here, so it's a big audience, but I want everybody to hear what you said when you repeat that. Because as you're saying it, I'm just like, yep, they said that. You have the head of the ADL 3 months ago said we need to use in our propaganda war in the Eighth Front in America the same energy and the same ideas we use with exploding pagers on Hamas. And that was a literal statement. And then you've got all these threats. Oh, you think you and your little podcast will stop us? We'll deal with you, pal. Yeah, that's Mark Levin to Tucker. And remember, exposing this, all we get is demonetized, all we get is shadow banned, all we get is sued, all we get is attacked. As we stand up for our sovereignty, and then you got the crazed, insane Muslims that hate us, and then you got the Nazis that hate me and Tucker because we don't worship Hitler. But, it's okay. We're just going to continue to expose evil and know that God's watching, and we commit ourselves into God's hands. But we're going to come right back to the caller, Justin, who's absolutely on target. He's got a way of just saying it so simply. I want him to start over and repeat what he said and then to finish up. And then more calls, Jay, Matt, others. Stay with us.
Ava, I think this is my favorite Alex Jones shirt.
Dude, I totally agree.
Founding fathers on patrol. Washington and Lincoln rocking the latest Alex Jones shirt. Marching past America's monuments. Liberty is awake. Visit thealexjonesstore.com now.
دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
That's the strike that killed four, we are told. Service members in Jordan, and now their bodies have been brought back and were met by the president and the head of the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense, yesterday. And now footage has been released from some of the cell phones, and you hear the air raid sirens, so eerie. Remember about 3 years ago, I started playing air raid sirens every day, and normally I do that like once a year when something was really dangerous. About 3 years ago, I said, you're going to start on the road we are on, hear the real air raid sirens. And of course, you heard them in Ukraine as well. So I guess I've been playing them like 5 years. Time flies. Before the Ukraine war, I started playing air raid sirens. This is 5 years ago and about 6 months before. And then now every day air raid sirens. And I say that's a symbol of what you're about to deal with culturally, spiritually, economically, and militarily. So here's some footage, of, And then it just cuts off because they were killed. They were able to extract this video. There's a bunch of these. It's so sad. Here's some of the footage. Listen how haunting that is. Listen to those air raid sirens. Going back to Justin, Army background in a moment. In their shorts, and then just it ends because a missile came in right on top of them. Where's their bunkers? Israelis all have bunkers. The Iranians have bunkers. Oh, they get metal buildings. And you see the satellite photos just destroyed dozens of buildings. You think it's really four dead? These are the last moments. And then it just cuts. Let's go back to Justin. Recap what you said for stations that didn't carry the last segment, because you're talking about Israel's confidence, not arrogance, of basically having us in checkmate if the Senate passes this NDAA, and it shows how much control they already have that they would even openly do this and brag about it. And even the Washington Post, the New York Times, Army Times, Military.com, they say, no, this is a merger that takes over everything, and they will co-own everything. It's like a 51st state that owns us, and you've got members of Congress voting in IDF uniforms. I mean, I would hate any country coming in and running us, and much less one getting us into a giant war and saying it's ideal. America's fighting our proxy war like Ukraine's fighting Russia for its proxy war, as you said. So recap what you said, Justin, in Florida.
Right. So the Red-Green Alliance was how I opened this up to you. I was talking about how the Red and Greens, even though they may have a common enemy, the Greens have more social cohesion, and that's also one of the big points I was trying to drive in this. In the same way that we were using Ukraine as our proxy to fight against Russia, Israel is able to use the United States in that manner to fight against Iran or whoever they see. And while we're in the Middle East, destabilizing the Middle East, immigrating Muslims over into the United States, they at least have some sort of social cohesion, even if they have different, you know, groups, Sunnis, Shiite, Wahhabists, Some practice taqiyya, some do not. But they all have an understanding. They can look at each other eye to eye, and even if they have a problem with each other, there is that unspoken understanding where they're on a team, and we're taking our social cohesion and what little is left of it, I might add, that's in the United States military, we're shipping that over. I mean, even if you have Christians or if you have gays or other people of, you know, adverse beliefs, in the same United States military, there is a fellowship, I would say, and there is an understanding. And even if we all vote Republican or Democrat, our values, our cohesion is still there underneath it all. And we're just getting rid of those people in the military. We're opening up vacant holes here in the United States, and we're refilling the culture with other people that don't have those values.
And that's exactly what they did with the poison COVID shot purge and the DEI purge and the trans purge was meant to run the good people out. They said that's what they were doing.
Thank you for bringing up the COVID thing. Back in April 2020, I never got to thank you for that, but I actually got to take some stuff that helped me and saved my life, and I owe that to your show. So I owe that to you, so thank you for
that. Well, I owe that. It's a circle here, the opposite of a firing squad, but a circular, you know, empowerment circle. It's the listeners that boost the show. It's the guests. It's all of it, all the doctors we had on. I've got more thank yous on the street and more emails and just thanking us for exposing it, don't take the shot, getting ahead of it, talking about what would protect you. And, of course, we're all in this together. We all went through it together, so don't thank me. I thank you. We're all on the same team. So thank you, listeners. That's why when listeners thank me, I go, well, you, stop. Just spread the word. All I want to do is stand to fight and just support us at thealexjonesstore.com. It's you. Look, because people need to get it. It's not me. I'm just a focal point. And these guests that have great track records, like Patrick Byrne coming up, it's about all of us together. God bless you, sir, and thanks for the call. Let's jam in a few more that I'm going to hit some scenarios and then go talk to Patrick Byrne in the other studio. Let's go to Jay in Texas. Jay, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, I want to answer your what do we do question, the Iran question and the Mali question. So you had asked why is Trump switching to Mali? Russia is in Mali. Wherever Russia puts their pawn, Trump is trying to put his pawn. Iran proved during the 12-day war that they have nuclear capable delivery systems. And what do we do? I don't know if you've seen what's going on at the Alamo. They drew a circle that said this is your free speech zone. So what we need to do is network and protest. They have no answer to protesting at all. It's the thing they fear the most. And they fear the firebrand, Alex Jones, who goes out and protests all the time. So my request to you is to speak to Massey and Sean Ryan. And also for viewers, look in the supply chain, E2 open. Type that in the search. Thank you, Alex.
What was the search again?
E is in energy, the number 2, and the word open. So this all boils down to supply chain.
Yeah, listen, your phone's a little distorted. Say it slowly. What is it?
E is in energy, the number 2, and the word open.
E, energy, open.
E, the number 2, open. E2, open.
E2, open. Got it. We'll look it up. Thank you.
This all boils down to global supply chain.
Yeah, it's a global supply chain energy war.
Yes, and they're using basically they have a the same way they've got social media algorithms. They have supply chain algorithms that show where all their stress points are and their release valves and everything. And so they're using that.
And just like they can game with flash instant trading to manipulate the markets and consolidate, they're using this global stress with their AI so that they can consolidate power. You're absolutely right.
Precisely. So this isn't even about your honor or greater Israel. This is about a constant state of war to erode our liberties. That's all it boils down to. Thank you.
I agree. The Western world and freedom is the main target. This is the Great Reset 2.0.
So you'll know your enemies by whether they align with you and the Fed bring the troops home topics or not. That's how you'll know your enemies.
The other veterans you talk to, what do they say? I mean, almost all the military I talk to, former and current, is against this.
They're all so pissed off. They don't want to speak out because they know what they want to say. And so that's why networking and protesting is the solution. You say, what do we do? What magic button? My question was, were you thinking more creatively or analytically? And you're asking, what do I do? What's the magic button? Were you thinking like from an analytical standpoint or a creative standpoint?
I'm brainstorming on every front here because I'm not just going to sit here and this is guaranteed. The Pentagon told Trump, don't do this. I mean, I don't just believe them. I've read their analysis. It's dead on. And I talked
creatively, it's like we need to show them that we are peacefully feral people who will go to the Alamo and protest and say, we are not your slaves. This is America. Y'all destroyed the dollar from $18 to $6,000 an ounce. You've stolen the entire wealth of America 333 times over. This is not the greatest economy ever. Stop gaslighting us.
I appreciate your call. Excellent points. We're pretty much hitting the scenarios here. Okay, why is this being done? At the globalist level, it consolidates power. It blocks China. It puts the general public into deeper debt. It consolidates wealth vertically. COVID doubled the average Western billionaire's wealth. The general public lost about half their wealth. This is economic warfare. And they said in that document that Lou Dobbs got when Judicial Watch sued back in 2006, I put it in my film Endgame, from the BAMP Canada Secret World Government Summit. They had all the world leaders, corporate leaders there for a week. A super Bilderberg meeting. And they said, we're going to use viruses to bring in world government, wars, and economic collapse that has a migrant flow and replacement migration. And I mean, that's it. Now, Israel's like, we're going to grab everything and we're in charge. Ha ha. And they're the big lobby that makes sure it happens. And they're happy to take the blame and are like playing the part of ha ha ha. We're the megalomaniacs. It's all scripted, folks. And it's crazy. I want to go back to your calls, but looking at the scenarios here in a moment, I'm just going to state the simple scenarios, and then in future broadcasts, I'm going to drill into each one because I can do an hour on each one. There's five or six main scenarios, and then there's sub-scenarios and overlapping scenarios. I mean, it's unending, but they're all going the same direction. And it's all totalitarianism. It's all control. The globalists win either way unless we know they're behind it. Once we knew they were behind the COVID, and once they got in trouble, they backed off. You've got to explain how it's on purpose, like with the commies. Oh, the commies are dumb. They don't know how things work. God, they're stupid. No, it's an evil totalitarian plan. Islam, oh, God, they're crazy. No, it's a plan to take over. That's what the Quran is a military political takeover manifesto. So, and in the manifesto, he used what he learned in his 10 years taking over major cities to do it. So he wasn't just theoretically saying it. He'd done it. Well, we're smart, too, and we have the good on our side. We can counter this crap. But you got to learn who the players are. You got to get engaged. You got to inform the general public how the game is played. Because if you just fight the game, this head of the Hydra, that head, people never figure it out. But if you explain the whole game to people, they go, oh, it's like those hidden pictures where you can't see the hidden image for a couple minutes and finally you see it and you're like, how did I not see that? It's a bunch of green dots. And you're looking at it for like 5 minutes. Oh, it's a giraffe. Or, oh, it's a lion's head or, you know, whatever. Or it's a flower. How did I not see that? Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. We got to get people to not be told about the Matrix. They got to take the red pill. You got to see it for yourself. Then there ain't no going back. We're not giving people fish. We're teaching them how to fish here. And then you can predict all this stuff just like I do. And once you can predict things, you can stop things. That's why I'm like, hey, see, I predicted that. I predicted this. See, I told you this. That. This is how I did it. Now, this is how you can do it. You know. And with your own expertise, you can do better than I am. I want you to be empowered. That's what I believe in. Rising tide raises all ships. I don't want Machiavellian control that you don't understand. I want it. I'm the type of guy that goes to a magic show and tells the kids that, you know, there's a trap door, the rabbit's under it. It opens up. He pulls it out of the hat. Notice he'll put the hat on the table first. There's a rabbit in there. People are like, hey, they're kids. Don't ruin the fun for them, you know. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you how the card trick works, okay? That's what we're doing. And you can teach me how other card tricks work. And I don't have all the answers either. I'm not up here as the brainiac. To me, this is so damn easy once you know this stuff. I can't believe it's not easier to beat these people. But people buy into their narratives. They buy into their limited crap. All right. Glenn Beck did what Bill O'Reilly and Laura Ingraham and a bunch of others have done, but they just did it point blank. Hey, man, you're making a lot of mistakes. You're flip-flopping. You look bad. You take off a month. Hey, you're going to lose the midterms. You got to end this war. It's a disaster. Listen to the Pentagon. Beck is like, oh, Trump, you're so smart. You kept oil prices down when they thought right away they'd go to 120. You kept them down at 90. That's still hurting things, but we need to end this now. But, you know, the Pentagon told you don't do this, and boy, you sure outsmarted them. But take your success now, which hadn't really been successful. It just could have been worse because he did mitigate it some, lying and saying it's open and saying everything's okay and using his credibility to, but now he's losing the credibility. See, so Beck approaches it not from, man, you screwed up, to, oh, you're really smart, sir, and wow, but you might, you know, take your winnings while you got them. And now Mike Johnson just came out. Put that back on screen. Speaker of the House. Speaker Mike Johnson, when asked if he will push for congressional limits on Trump's intervention in Iran, we got to wrap this up because we're not winning it. And it's one thing if Wall Street and the globalists consolidate power and make some more money. It's no good if we lose America's power. And as corrupt as we are, I don't want that because all we've got is the dollar. It's very paradoxical. So see, I'm talking about how everybody's telling Trump stop. That's the damn Speaker of the House. Because it's a disaster. I know you know that, but we have to get the word out because Israel's spending billions to buy off talk show hosts. They admit they are to just spew crap. And they can point at the Nazis and the Muslims that are complete idiots and try to make themselves look good. You got to go, no, no, no. Israel's funding the radical Muslims. And the Southern Poverty Law Center's running the Nazis. Oh, no, 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 no. You got to get sophisticated. You got to get full spectrum. That's how you win. So here's Glenn Beck. This is a masterclass on how you get Trump, who is, especially in his old age, very ego-driven, to listen. This is a powerful short clip. Here it is.
He outmaneuvered our best thinkers at the Pentagon. Our best thinkers at the Pentagon said, this is the way we fight this. And when we do fight this, God forbid we ever have to fight it, oil will go to $150 to $350 a barrel. That collapses the economy. That's why all of these guys kick the can down the road. Because there's no way out. And the Pentagon knew it. So all the advisors said, can't do it because it'll do this. Donald Trump says, well, that's not how I'm going to fight the war. I'm going to fight the war differently, and I'm going to keep the strait open. And they're like, Mr. President, you're not going to be able to. Well, really? Watch me. Because here's how we're going to do it.
Hit pause.
So they all get on board.
But the last 146 days, it's only been open partially, maybe a third of that. But it's the perception it's open. And Beck admits that in a moment. But see, now he doesn't have the credibility. Now it's not working. Now the Strategic Oil Reserve is gone. He doesn't have that cushion anymore. But Beck's telling him, oh, you succeeded. When he really didn't, he just didn't totally screw the pooch yet. Back to him.
Okay, and he has kept the price between $110 and $70 a barrel. Today, I think it's an $83 or $88 a barrel, something like that, which is totally doable. We've had that kind of price before. At $120, it starts to get really dicey. I mean, it's expensive, but it's economy collapsing at $120 to $150 sustained. The economy collapses. So his advice or his advisor said, don't go in because the economy collapsed because of the price of oil. He said, no, that's not a problem. Now, I believe that he thought this would end quicker. I think he really thought that there would be somebody that he could kill the top people at the very beginning. And the others would go like, I don't want to die, so I'm with him. But he didn't take into account, I think, how diehard these 12ers actually are. They are in it for the long run. And so this has lasted longer than he thought it would. And because of that, we have had to open up our strategic oil reserves. China opened up their strategic oil reserves. Europe opened up their strategic oil reserves. Everybody now is out of oil in our strategic oil reserves. Out. That's meant for wartime. If we're at the beginning of the war, we're in deep, deep trouble. Because there's no cushion now to bring the price from $150 down to $100 a barrel. There's no price if somehow or another oil cannot come through that choke point to us, we can't run our ships and our airplanes. This is extraordinarily dangerous. And the president has told me he was given information. He didn't tell me what it was, but he was given information that said, if I continue and I don't put a pause on this right now, we could have a global economic collapse. And his quote to me was, and I am not going to be Herbert Hoover. I am not going to put the world into an economic depression. This is probably the most severe energy supply disruption in history. More than 1 billion barrels have been lost, roughly 100 million more every single week that it stays shut. But it's not shut, because if it was shut, we wouldn't have $88 a barrel of oil today. So what did Trump see? What did 47 see that 45 wasn't willing to do? What did Trump 47 see that none of the others were willing to see?
Now I've got a Tucker Carlson clip I want to play where he explains, clip 17, what we're dealing with here with Russia. And Russia has been very clear. They're getting ready to strike NATO bases that are producing the weapons. And they've already told NATO, when we hit, that's so you'll negotiate. But if you want to go to full war, including nuclear, let's do it. Because you're not going to keep firing thousands of drones and missiles a week. And you're blowing up the oil refineries, shopping centers, high-rises, government buildings. I mean, every day in Russia, it's just, I mean, they've attacked targets 4,000 miles away from Ukraine. Blowing up their nuke bombers, Operation Spiderweb. I mean, it's all to get them to go to war. That's NATO. NATO thinks they can win a nuclear war with them because they got bunkers. These people want us all dead. These are megalomaniacs. This is Dr. Strangelove for real. General Jack T. Ripper. And Tucker explains that anybody that wants this war with Russia, that's even worse than Iran. Just Iran's already happening and killing the economy. And that's something we think we can end. Even worse is the Ukraine proxy war. Here's Tucker Carlson.
If they were ever allied, Trump said, here you would have the world's largest country, biggest landmass with the most resources in partnership with the world's largest population and the world's largest economy. And together, that is hegemony. Like, they run the world at that point, and we don't.
That's
so don't
what
do
was,
that.
Zbigniew Brzezinski was warning about, you remember?
Yeah,
exactly
of
about that.
Of course, it's the most obvious thing ever. So if you're pushing for war with Russia as an American, you're trying to destroy the United States. It's that simple. And it's not about who's Churchill and who's Chamberlain and all this nonsense that they, you know, idiots like Biden are always talking about. Marco Rubio's talking about. Look, the truth is you can't make a case for war with Russia. We are at war with, the U.S. is at war with Russia. CIA is targeting attacks in mainland Russia. We are at war with Russia. I grieve saying that. It's so crazy. It's so reckless. It's so destructive. And I'm so embarrassed. But we are. And we would have to say to all the people who fund Marco Rubio's campaigns for the last 30 years, I'm sorry, you're not in charge. And there's no appetite to do that. I've tried to do it. You know, they don't like it when you do that. But tough. Mm-hmm. Who puts you in charge anyway? Like, what is this?
Back with Russophobia, you made some good points about how the narrative is really trying to make Russia seem like the villain, the enemy, the bad. And as you know, you met me here the last time we met. We were talking in Moscow, and I came here seeking political asylum when the Biden administration weaponized against me. And I was safer and freer in Russia.
Tucker goes on to state, we'll put it all in post. We post this to X. We're live right now and to Rumble, rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, where he explains, like, you hate America and you want to get us all killed if you want a nuclear war with Russia. And people go, oh, that's a traitor. We need war with Russia. That's what a patriot does. No, that's what a psycho does. You don't do this. I'm going to cover the waterfront with Patrick Byrne, who's in studio with us. I'm going to go into the interview studios right next door to me here. Here in the backup, Alex Jones Network Studios, we got the new studios rolling along nicely, ready. We just need more funds, so please go to thealexjonesstore.com, get the best Patriot apparel, the best supplements, the collectible coins, the best water filtration, all of it. I need your support. These are great products. I want to thank those that have supported, encourage those that haven't. What are you doing? We need your help. These are great products. Take action now. If you don't fund the Patriots, you're not fighting for your own future. Thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us.
A microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Colin saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder to put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health, what it's done is absolutely insane. GetMasterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, GetMasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to GetMasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. GetMasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
In your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch.
You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies. I have them on video. I mean, folks, this is literally like a demonic invasion. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, former Overstock CEO and secret American Patriot operative out there doing clandestine work for the United States of America. Patrick Byrne is in studio with us. He's a great guest. He loves to come to town to do the interviews. And I wanted to give big updates on Trump's speech last week about communist China that you and I have been detailing for years. The documents have come out, but even more, you have federal court documents that they've told you not to release, but you're going to do that here today. And this is much the material that Trump has back in November of last year. I was briefed by folks that wanted me to leak it. We're in the meeting with Susie Wiles, the president, the vice president, and others, bringing up everything you documented and said about for decades out of China, making the computers, the machines, the remote access cell phone systems, then claiming it came out of Taiwan, selling it through multiple companies down in Venezuela with the Democratic Party, but with the CIA even above it in the deep state, then the FBI covering that up in 2020, before, during, and after the fraud. And now you've got smoking gun, huge news, and so many patriots already know all this or know it's true. But now we have the absolute proof in bona fides, and the president goes public. So this is a big deal. He's got so much anger in his supporters over the Epstein stuff and over other things. They just say, we have no confidence in the FBI, any of this. Well, I have a lot of problems with Trump, but at the same time, election integrity is everything. And we know the Democrats have been doing this forever, and now they're getting caught. And so this is a very real thing that Trump's doing, just like securing the border and 96% crossing stopping and at least some deportations. That's better than flooding. It's like Biden, we want it to be better. We've had Movino on saying, you know, that it's going sideways. But so many people literally don't understand that China has 1.5 billion people, that they control rare earth minerals. They're building bases everywhere. They brag on Chinese TV that they're going to take over. And I saw maybe a third of the audience, you know, literally say, oh, this is a distraction from, you know, Israel and the NDAA and what they're doing. You can have two separate big power groups, with influence in the U.S. and cover what they're doing. It doesn't take away from covering the other thing. China is very, very serious adversary. You have the CFR until just recently saying it's the Chinese century. America's done. BlackRock saying America's done. Back when Trump first got in, he went to Davos and laughed and said he thinks China will be defeated. We're making all our investments there. America's done. Well, now he's had to say, okay, we'll move the investment back, which is happening to a certain extent because Trump actually, you know, knows his power now. So that's a good thing. Killing the carbon taxes, the Paris Accord, that estimates of Lord Monckton and others would kill 2 billion people if they cut half the carbon. They want to get rid of most of the farms. Look at the Netherlands. Look at Ireland. Look at Sri Lanka. So this is very real stuff, killing the carbon taxes that China's been promoting because they've been building coal power plants. And, you know, Germany's getting rid of all its nuclear plants, hydroelectric. They're even Nord Stream's blown up. I mean, that's something good Trump did. We're going to praise the good things he does and support those. Cutting off the windmills, the ugly eyesores that don't work right and don't produce the power. We can promote the good stuff Trump's doing. It doesn't mean we're being conned by Trump. He does things we don't like. But China is really, coverage of it's being neglected now that we're focused on Ukraine and on Iran, which are important. I just spent 2.5 hours on Israel and Russia and the rest of it. So for people out there, oh, what are you doing getting off the Israel thing? Well, there's other fish to fry. There's other things to do. You know, you can have your eye on multiple balls here at the same time. So Patrick Byrne, thank you so much for being here. And you have this exclusive information for us today. But I first wanted to get your 35,000 foot view, just on where you see the Republic, where your sources, like General Flynn, it wasn't to come on. He says he's coming on next week now. Kind of his State of the Union about where we are, the midterms, 3 months away, Mondami, the state of our elections, you know, the SAVE Act, all of this.
Great question. I've been watching your show the last hour, Alex, and you've done a beautiful job. The thing people should need to realize, it's one integrated war. It's one integrated war that we're fighting. It's not an either-or thing. I met with Iran at government direction in late 2021. I was permitted by our government, even under Biden, to go. I was instructed to go meet with them. There were some people who wanted to talk to me. They told me in November 2021, look, World War III is all planned and it's about to kick off. They were interested in talking about other things that might take it off rails, and it was not feasible. But this was all planned. It's one integrated war with a China, Russia, Iranian, Venezuela and Cuba against our side. So,
and they all say that. This isn't a secret. It's not our opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's over corridors, trade, and energy.
And they've spent decades moving the pieces into place for it.
Need a cup of water?
No, I've got a drink. I do have I lost half a lung 30 days ago. They took out half a lung, some of my tumors and stuff. I'm good now, but I'm going to keep a second of cough drop.
Wow.
So it's, I'll do anything for you, Alex. I'm just getting back on my feet.
You're tough.
So it's one war we're fighting. I do think that we're have to fear being overextended. We should not. The Ukraine war is the stupidest war in my lifetime. Flynn likes to say, I'm not against war, I'm against stupid war. Ukraine's a stupid war. Ukraine should have just been treated like Finland. The Russians were totally open to us not taking into NATO and making it neutral like Finland. Putin could have lived without. And in my opinion, we picked this. We engineered this since 2014. For some reason, Biden, like I was raised by super hawks, a general who was my great god in life, a general who was named General Vesey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs under Reagan. Super hawk, fought in World War II. And he always was telling me, don't listen to these chicken hawks in D.C. Any world where we can get along with Russia and China is better than any world where we don't. And they are trying to engineer. Washington's been trying to engineer a fight over Ukraine since 2014. For some reason, Obama, Biden, Clinton, even Bush are all dead certain that we had to pull Ukraine into NATO. It really goes back to that's a big news of Brinsky.
Grand Chessboard.
You know about the Great Chessboard? Yeah, that book.
And Victoria Nuland testified to Congress. We started it all. Very provocative. If Soros, like now 10 years ago, goes on Fareed Zakaria, back when he could still talk, and said, I'm the czar of Russia. I did this. We'll suck Russia in, and then we'll have a war, and they'll be broken up. You have the unelected EU Commission saying that exactly. And now you even have the Speaker of the House just came out today and said, we need to end the Iran war now. You have Bill O'Reilly saying it. You have Laura Ingraham saying it. You have Glenn Beck saying, oh, we love you, Trump. Great job keeping oil prices down so far, but you can't do it long. You need to end this now. I mean, but what is the off-ramp? Because the mullahs are going to keep the straight closed. They're being belligerent.
I think at this point, Trump is just going to try to collapse the bridges, the power plants, everything, and the idea being 15 to 30 days after everything collapses, there's no money to pay the soldiers, no money to pay the ROGC. I think that's
siege. There's a carried out total siege.
So, yeah, that's I think where he is now. To me, the more important or the most obvious war to stop.
So you think Iran will fold soon?
I don't know, but I think I know that that's Trump's strategy. He's going all in for just let's siege it. Let's collapse it.
There's a major surge of troops and equipment right now.
Boy, I'd be really hard pressed to put troops ashore. We have total.
He's leaning towards that.
Siege Karg Island or something beyond that?
Beyond, I talked to people this morning that were huge Trump supporters that are in the know, and they're pretty depressed.
I would avoid.
That's why we need to make a big noise about this.
Okay. Well, to me, the Ukraine war is something that we should. It was the more foolish war to start. The thing with.
Like you said, it's all part of the same war.
Same war. The same as the Venezuelan, Cuban, election stuff, same as China. It's all one big war, and they have plotted this out.
And if Trump's going to accelerate this, he needs to address the nation and explain it's all one big war, like Churchill did. I mean, if he's going to do it, he needs to tell everybody. I mean, like,
yeah, and he hasn't been so communicative about the real reason for doing things. I guess
he wants to jack the market back up, so he says it's all over, it's all fine when it's not. But that's not working as good anymore.
He pays too much attention to sort of superficial. If the stock market goes up, oh, that's me, that I take credit. That's not a good mentality. But he, to me, the Iran war, I'm very concerned with Islamism and the overthrow of the West through Islam.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's really an alliance that's gone back to 1920. There was a meeting in Baku. Yeah, in Baku, Azerbaijan, which was the Soviet Union back then, that Trotsky sent the Comintern, the communists, and the Brotherhood, the leading Islamic intellectuals of the day, they met in Baku in 1920, and they agreed on a long-term joint project to destroy the West. That's why
like the Muslim Brotherhood has had the Communist Alliance since then.
That's when it started. That's when it started. And now the Islamic extremism is really headquartered in Iran. Even the Sunnis, the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and all that stuff, it's really based out of Iran. If we want to really end the Islamic struggle for the West, taking on Iran will have a huge effect there. So to me, there's more reason to fight in Iran that doesn't have to do with October 7th and such. And it is such a...
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that Iran is behind Islam's main expansion, the serious expansion, and the Saudis and all of them know that. The problem is Israel wants a greater Israel and has inserted itself and used its lobby to get this done. And now with its incredible unpopularity, that's now blown back on the United States. And that's why this is degenerating so quickly.
Did you see the Israeli finance minister said something horrible the other day? Basically, let us stay out of this. In other words,
said it's ideal. Like we're fighting a proxy war for Israel.
Onward Christian soldiers is basically what he's saying. Onward, let the Americans fight this and we just hang back. That's ugly. That's ugly, no doubt.
Well, why do they say things like, we're going to destroy all of Lebanon and kill everybody and burn it all, Ben-Gvir, and then 4,000 Israelis with him storm the Golden Dome, Al-Aqsa Mosque. They want provocation. And I'm not even anti-Israel. That's what I'm saying. Like, the people doing this and behaving like that in Israel, they're, at the end of the day, the anti-Israel people.
Yeah,
I mean, because they are really, you can look second, third order out here. This is not good.
I support Israel. I do not support greater Israel. And if there really is a plan, which it seems like there is, to amongst about 20% of the electorate to take the Middle East, we can't be supporting.
I mean, the U.S. ambassador, calling the Israeli ambassador, with Tucker Carlson 4 months ago, he said, yeah, Israel's going to take it all. Huckabee. And if you're going to take it all, why do they say it? Like we're coming to take it. And then and it's like, okay. They're like, on guard. Put your fist up.
Bad thinking on their part, and we should not be supportive of them taking it all.
So where does that arrogance come from? You've been over to the Middle East a lot. You know the Israelis.
Yeah, they're around a lot. Well, I don't know the Israelis so well. They're the ones I know the least in the Middle East, frankly. They're hard to figure. You know, they say put two Jews in a room, you get three opinions. They're not one thing you got to understand is the big split in Israel between the normals and the deep state, the Ehud Barak people. They have a set of people over there who are like Obamaites. They're called,
they're Arabists, pretty much. They're like,
well, they're the kind of Jews who hate other Jews. They certainly hate Christians. They hate us all. I don't know. They're like Bolsheviks. I don't really have a good feel on internal Israeli politics anymore. I did.
And of course, it is Ehud Barak and all them that are really in with Epstein. I'm not defending Netanyahu. We all hear, oh, it's Netanyahu. No, it's that branch of Ehud Barak and Obama. Which is why does Trump help cover it up when it doesn't even blow back on him?
Exactly. And in fact, Ehud Barak and Epstein were linked much closer than people know. I do have sources in Israeli government who tell me that Epstein actually visited under an assumed name under the guise of some Jewish tour group of Americans going to Israel. And while he was there, he was moved and taken to military bases under an assumed name, had all kinds of meetings. The Israeli intelligence now knows this. The Netanyahu people now know this. But that was under Ehud Barak.
Well, it's in the emails that Epstein was like his main advisor. There's hundreds and hundreds of him telling him what to do.
Yeah. It's some.
By the way, people say I'm always right. I'm not. I read thousands of these, and they admit they're real. He was brought to the Trilateral Commission, Epstein, when he was 30 in 1990. And Rockefeller was already sick and had heart transplants then. He lived to 100. he was the stand-in as the head of the Trilateral Commission, and so he just promoted him because he'd come out of Barr and the CIA and Mossad, which you know now even Vance has admitted, and he was basically the shadow head of the Trilateral Commission for all those years, and that's why he was
college dropout that had been hired by Barr's father
at the girls' school, and his dad wrote books about aliens that kidnap hot human girls and put them on a sex slave planet.
Right. Not that they're not to read anything into all
space relations.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Yeah. So, but to me, I have a different feel. I'd get out of the Ukraine war first. We got to end the Ukraine war. This is a stupid war. Iran, I certainly don't support putting boots on the ground, but with total air power, I'm surprised that we would ever need to put boots on the ground. I mean,
it's because the Strait of Hormuz is 18 miles across, and they can even use dumb weapons, artillery and just basic missiles. I mean, they can take out ships anytime. They're so dug in. It's a rat's nest. And so that's why we can't even put our ships in there. And so they can continue as long as they hold that. And so they put troops on Kirk Island. They get attacked. Then, we've got to go in and take the whole thing. They say they want 100,000 troops for that. And they're sending the troops in, by the way.
That's
full mobilization. I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger, but the word is Trump has told them to be ready to go in within a month.
That's horrible to think about. Horrible to think about.
Pentagon's pretty upset because if people are pissed about four coffins, if we're lucky, it'll be thousands. I mean, this will be like 100 Fallujahs going into there.
And what is a shame is there were significant forces in Iran not so many years ago willing to talk about switching sides and getting rid of the mullahs and being done with this experiment.
Did you see where they were secretly working with Ahmadinejad?
Oh, yeah. We don't have our side. There have been opportunities for peace all my life that I've seen up close and personal that it's like our people back in D.C. don't want it. There have been so many opportunities for peace and overtures that I've been received over the years that the people in D.C., I don't know if it's the military-industrial complex or what, they don't want it.
Well, you know the story about Ahmadinejad. He was the one secretly working and ready to overthrow and make the deal, and that's confirmed now, with Israel and the U.S., and then Israel waited till a bunch of generals came to his house and then blew them up in the parking lot and then hurt him really bad, and when they almost killed him, he said, okay, I'm done. And that just happened a couple months ago. And then their whole network they had through him dried up. It's like Israel's like, well, we didn't try to kill him, but it literally like blew him through a wall, broken bones and stuff. And he was just like, you used me to get him in a meeting and then you almost killed me. And they're like, we bombed the parking lot. Now we didn't.
We don't want peace. We don't want peace. A lot of times in the world that there's opportunities for peace, we don't want it. We're not always.
Well, imagine Dinajit becomes this Western Israeli U.S. spy, gives them all the network, and then they drop a multi 2,000-pound bombs 100 feet from 300 feet from him, and he's just like, they're like, he goes, I don't trust you now. I can see why.
Of course not. Well, what do you think that we should do in Iran? Just declare victory and quit the field?
The problem is they have nuclear weapon material. They can make one anytime they want. I said they would say that. Now, Saudi Arabia, I want to ask you about this. They're going to be given nukes, and it's like, well, that's only the fissile material, but it's actually peaceful. Well, actually, it's weapons grade. I've been told by really good sources and even seen mentions of it over the years that they have a deal with Pakistan to keep their flagged aircraft in Pakistan with nukes. And I always heard if they're about to go to war, they'll move that back. And a month ago, they moved that wing back to Saudi Arabia. So I think this is a way to kind of introduce the idea that Saudi Arabia has nukes.
You know, we've always, and since the Cold War started, we always agreed on a couple principles. Let's keep the U.S. and Russian Soviet troops out of the same theater. Because if they ever start shooting each other, then everything starts escalating in a way you can't control. And the second thing is, let's keep nukes out of the Middle East. No one should have a nuke. Now, we know Israel does. Everyone knows Israel does. But at least they're rational. The problem with Iran is none of the game theory that's been used for 70 years about nukes worked with Iran. Because in all the mutually assured destruction, all the game theoretic calculations go out the window when you're dealing with somebody who thinks like the Iranians do.
12th Mahdi, they think it'll bring the Messiah.
There's no way to control them. There's no way to control them once they get nukes. I think if they had, last June they came out and told the IAEI, we now have 60, enough material for 10 nukes in 2 weeks. If I think that once they have that, you're going to see within 6 months, The president got a phone call that says, we now have 10 nukes planted in 10 cities. We're going to blow up St. Louis just to show you that we're serious about it. And now that you've accepted this, there's a whole new world order to discuss. And this world order, you know, you don't criticize Islam. Women wear burqas. I mean, the U.S. is done when that happens. So we really, if we go through a tipping point from which we can't get out, it's when Iran actually gets nuclear weapons.
But that's the issue, is that they already, I said this would happen. And they, a few months ago, they go, we don't care about the last mullah. The new mullah says we need nukes. And by the way, we can build one in a week now, they say. The big thing is delivery systems. So the point is, if they think blowing up these old bases where they made the stuff, they're not, the weapons aren't going to be there. So this is all just for show. And so the question is, are they that insane? But the problem is that now they have nukes. Saudi's going to want them. It's going to be a proliferation.
Oh, yeah.
And so if we push them too hard, then they will use the nukes.
Well, Iran's for war to get, the only way to stop it, I think, at this point, probably then is regime change with Iran. Is to set about Trump.
Well, that's what it's really about, is blowing up the missiles so they can't deliver them. But like you said, they'll have a ship, a tanker come in with one, or they'll smuggle it across the Mexican border.
Or they'll have a cargo ship. They've mastered the art. They've been doing this in the Caspian
Sea. Drone attacks.
Having a cargo ship that can fire a missile from the hull. So they get that 500 miles off our coast in the Atlantic, and they put up an EMP. They put it and knock out our power on the eastern grid. So they will do that. They're suicidal. They don't care. So it seems to me this is our last. If the world does not arrest this tipping point, it's going to be a different world on the far side once Iran's real.
What about Mandami? I was deeply researching him. He comes from a hardcore special Shiite sect. That's kind of like their ruling group. And they put on the act, they're all liberal and stuff. They're allowed to deceive, you know, under that system. But more I research about him, he is like a comic. He's a nuclear bomb. That guy's an actual sleeper.
Oh, yeah. And doesn't seem to make much of an attempt to disguise it either, does he?
Well, he got caught. Like, he wasn't just talking to their diplomats. He was caught talking to the leadership of Iran.
Is he an Ismaili? Is he Pakistani, ethnically?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the Pakistanis have a Shiite sect, Shiite group called Ismaili that is basically, well.
No, that's the group. Yeah. That was it, yeah.
Yeah, they're secret, Shia. They're Shia. They're not officially Shia, but they're Shia. They're loyal to Iran.
Well, the whole religion is about being secret, even more so than the Quran. Like, they're super deceptive. Like, they dress, remember they caught all those Iranian graves that were all, you know, dressing provocatively, swimming pools, parties, and they were all like super Shia.
Yeah, well, I was encouraged that during our World Cup, one would have thought that if we were going to have terrorist attacks in the United States, the DHS must have been really on their toes to stop anything.
Well, I think the Iranians, at the end of the day, say they're reckless, and they are. I mean,
they don't care.
Let's come back.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, Patrick Byrnes, our guest. You know, I've got lots of crazy trannies beating people up, and it's entertaining. I've got all the red meat stuff, the crazy liberals, and that gets ratings, and it's great. But I'm trying to stop nuclear war. I'm trying to stop total insanity. I'm trying to win the midterms here. Roger Stone's going to break massive news tomorrow at 11:30, 30 minutes of the show. He hasn't been on about 3 months just because he's been trying to get his bearings and all the craziness going on, but he's ready to say a lot. Tomorrow, be sure and join us on the Friday transmission. Patrick Byrnes, this is a short segment. We got a whole rest of the hour coming up to get into the real stuff you're doing for election integrity and what we can get done and what's so critical to sovereignty, not just of the nation but individuals, but finishing up with Iran, with Israel, with Russia. This is accelerating quickly. Trump ignored the advice of the Pentagon when he did this to begin with. He thought they would fall quicker. I get your point about degrading their capabilities, but Just putting bookends on other points you'd like to make about that.
Well, I'm more against the Ukrainian war than I am against the Iran war. I feel like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis. I don't want any war. I don't want any more wars in the Middle East. But Iran is ultimately, and you know, it isn't just Israel who's egged us into this. All of the Gulf wants us to do this war. They're scared to death of the Iranians too. So I'm afraid that if we don't see something through, then we're going to be back within 5 years saying, how the heck did we get to go through that tipping point? It made the world unrecoverable. So, but I don't, we should have at all, hopefully we don't have to land 100,000 troops on Kirk Island or anywhere to get this done.
Yeah, well, Kirk Island's is not that many, but they think then the defense of it, because they're going to attack Kirk Island with all the weapons they've got above it in the hills there.
Well, what's your idea? That we just declare victory, quit the field, and
I understand that Iran's the big swinging dick in the region other than Israel. I agree with the Pentagon that they weren't going to get the outcome they wanted, and I think it hurts U.S. credibility to sit there and say, you know, we're going to get regime change. No, it's not about regime change. There's a constant flip-flopping back and forth, and I think Iran, even though they've been heavily degraded, politically comes out, you know, stronger. You know, Trump says, oh, we're not going to have toll. Now it's $2 billion a day, but we can't enforce it. They're not allowed to have a toll. I mean, I think Iran is going to try to force the issue. I think they're going to keep the strait closed unless we launch a ground invasion, and I think that's going to become a fiasco.
And, you know, it isn't just the energy supplies. It is the food, the fertilizer. Half the world's calories disappear if the fertilizer industry gets deprived of oil. So, he's risking global collapse and starving half the world.
Well, if you look, it's only 500 kilometers up to Ukraine. It's the whole energy corridor is being blasted right now. Russia's stopping most of its exports of energy. Fertilizer's not coming out of that region. Well, it's not just the 30% of so that goes through straight. And what do you make of the Red Sea now and the two oil tankers that got sunk?
Boy, they're saying that they're not going to even let Saudi Arabia can't take its oil to market without this being resolved. Yeah, I mean, we are right at that day you've always been thinking of all your life. That, right?
I've been nightmaring about, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't just believe the Pentagon. When they came out and said all that, they released a new report 3 days ago saying the same thing. I didn't just agree with the Pentagon. I knew the issues. I'm like, yeah, this is true.
Flynn is very publicly on the side of this has not been well thought out. This has not been engineered like it should have been engineered. And
exactly. If I could hit a button and send the Moolahs to Mars, I'd do it. But you can't half-bake this.
Yeah, and this is half baked.
And then instead, I get the Israel lobby going, "You're a Qatari agent," and it's so insulting to people that are actually being serious. And I'm like, "No, I'm not a Qatari agent. I don't like the Mullahs. This ain't going to work." I mean, you know, that's my issue.
Yeah, well, if Trump's information is that it's not going to work, then he should stop digging. He should stop digging.
Well, you remember I supported an idea getting rid of Maduro, but you said, "Oh, they'll put in the deputy who's even worse," and now that's where we're at.
Yeah, a lot of half measures. Well, you know, Trump, I'm afraid to say that I think that deal making and this, Well, first of all, he's got people doing this stuff who are real estate lawyers from New York with no depth. Everything to them is transactional. What the other side, what Russia wants to talk about, what Iran wants to talk about is a relationship. What would another relationship look like? These guys really aren't open to that. They're real estate deal makers.
They're doing per deal when they want a long-term alliance. Like Russia's like, we'll give you $37 trillion in rare minerals. Let's get in bed. And they're like, no, let's talk about one little deal. We'll be right back. Patrick, say this is important.
Uncovering the truth from the American heartland.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Patrick Byrne is dead on, real geopolitical expert, not just the founder and CEO of a multi-billion dollar company over stock. Did so much clandestine work as well. So I want to get into the election fraud, something we can do something about, something Trump's totally right about, vindicated. It's not like we just believed Trump last week. You've been like the top dog on this. Venezuela, how it ties into this larger global war, what's coming out of that, and what we can expect next. How much of the fraud have we mitigated? The SAVE Act hasn't passed. We're only a few months away. What is it? It's July, so we got August, September, October, November. So we're like 3.5 months or less out from this. So go wherever you want. There's a lot to unpack here. You got a lot of stuff that Trump released and also things that you have from federal court to back it up that have never been released before. This is some big stuff coming up, so go ahead.
Okay, what I'm going to show you is the dirty, I will call this the dirty Smartmatic cheating package. From Venezuela.
Let's aim that overhead camera at this if we can.
This is like a shell game. I'm going to show you. There's that dirty package was in Smartmatic where it was called.
Hey, let's start over because, hey, guys, I left my cell phone like an idiot. I want to shoot a video of this close up because it'll go viral.
Want to use mine?
I'll use yours, and then we'll post the text. Yeah, let's do this because this is a backup studio. We don't really have stuff at ground level for things like this.
Okay.
I'm going to. Okay, so let's start over.
You got me?
Start over.
I'm going to show a...
Just a second. We're live on air, but I'm doing it.
Okay.
Again, Patrick Byrne is here, the expert on election fraud, totally vindicated, and he's about to explain how the shell game works for everybody. We're live on air, but I'm also shooting this so I can upload it to X. Go ahead.
There's a dirty Venezuelan software package that lets you steal elections. It was in Smartmatic, where it was called SAES, Smartmatic Automated Election System. They bought an American company called Sequoia, and they put it inside Sequoia, where it was called WinEDS. That's the only name you have to memorize, WinEDS. That dirty package got shifted, and it's actually inside Dominion. They call their system Democracy Suite, but it's inside Dominion. They've been denying like hell that they have WinEDS. They're saying we don't use it. It's not inside our system. I'm going to prove to you that it is in their system. And then the problem is what's happened now is Liberty has come along. And actually, Liberty is just a new name on Dominion. It's the same corporation.
And talk about a cynical name. We're no longer Dominion. We're now Liberty. And then they dropped their lawsuit against Lindell.
So that dirty package is still inside. I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove that to you with some exhibits today. Some of these I'm under order from a federal judge, not to show, but the federal judge turns out to have been Venezuela's lawyer to 2022, so I'm now just ignoring her. So that was the order. Can we switch to the documents?
Yes, sir, we'll do it.
Okay. The first one is Trump released this last Thursday night, the summary of the CIA documents, summary of their own intelligence reporting 04 to 20. We'll go to document two now. Document two, the summary of that document, they talk about how they have had persistent concerns that Venezuela was developing systems to cheat elections. Well, they did, in fact, develop that software, and it was the WinEDS that I just walked you through. They did, in fact, develop that. Now, the government's still being a little bit guarded about how much they're releasing, but they are acknowledging that, yes, Venezuela developed this, and they've been stealing or trying to steal their own elections with it. Next, let's go to an internal Dominion email, which I'm not supposed to show anyone. This is from 2011. They're talking to a guy named Craig Short, contractor for Dominion. He's talking to Sherry Hadsky. You're going to see in a moment. She's the secretary with the Secretary of State of Louisiana at the time. And this is all about the WinEDS upgrade. Now, remember, you're going to see Dominion's come out and say, we don't have WinEDS. No, we never do. That's all some junk from the past. But meanwhile, their internal emails, they're talking about upgrading their system. Go to the next page. This is, again, this is more Dominion voting, people talking to Sherry Hadsky. You can see in the bottom of this, Sherry Hadsky is the Secretary of State of Louisiana, that government. She's in that office. She says, hey, confidentially, if Democracy Suites runs on if this runs on Windows 7 and this WinEDS runs on Windows 2003, don't we need two servers? So she knew, and Dominion knew, that that same thing, that they were in fact still using WinEDS. And the guy confirms, yes, that we're going to need two servers. Now we get to the really good stuff. We get to 2020. Let's go to the next page. This is an email from Eric Coomer in 2020. He's running the elections in Chicago. And noticing he's writing a guy, Goran Obradović, who's in Serbia. And he says, this paragraph, when you read it, you're going to laugh. They're talking about setting up servers to process ballots as they come in. So there's a few days before the election. He says, 30 minutes, 12,000 ballots. We may have some timing problems. Not sure there's anything we can do other than our best. Look at this. We can set up the cartridges to load overnight as they come in scare quotes, and then
come in, yeah.
And then load into Win.
He's even laughing like, oh, as they come in. Oh,
why is he doing that? Explain. Why is he putting?
Because you know what's love to brag.
Yeah, but why? As they come in other words, they're faking like the ballot.
We can load it and have it ready as they come in.
As they come in, meaning we're going to be uploading them, but pretending that these are ballots coming in from the field, but actually they're. And we can then load them into the WinEDS. So here's Eric Coomer, the CTO of Dominion, acknowledging that WinEDS is being used in their system. He swore up, down, and sideways since then, as is Dominion. Dominion does not use WinEDS.
Well, I mean, they defaulted in another case with Smartmatic. Lindell saying, the judge said, I don't need to see evidence. These machines don't connect to the Internet when they're damn Internet computers.
And he's saying that
it's like a dolphin doesn't swim in the ocean.
And he's saying our good Dominion machines don't have any of that WinEDS package in them. But here he is talking about that the ballots as they come in scare quotes, meaning as we, we can load them into WinEDS. And next, I'll just two more documents to show you. Here's a guy, Edmundo Rojas. You look on his LinkedIn. He's at Dominion Voting Systems, but he's also under contract as a senior product specialist to Liberty Vote. To Liberty Vote.
Yeah, so they're rebranded. Don't worry, Republicans own it now. Everything's fine.
And the last two things, which I've shown you once before, but here's another Dominion voting guy, again, writing to Coomer, talking about we're establishing VPN connection into the virtual machines today to reach the county's electronic voting machines. And on the next page, our tablet arrives in Shanghai Customs. We're waiting for clearance. So the tablets you're voting on are actually going through Shanghai Customs where China gets to edit them. And then lastly, you get to this is all under what's Liberty Vote right? With the new, they're going to try to sell the public. You can use these Liberty voting machines. It's all this junk. It's a combination of Chinese-made equipment.
It's a shell game.
Chinese-made equipment with Serbian software guys that we saw written in those emails with Venezuelans who are all in our system, the Venezuelans here in the U.S. who are now working for Liberty Vote. I showed you there was one guy, you trace these Venezuelans back to the same university through Smartmatic and Sequoia, and now they're in different places running our elections in the United States. So it's it sounds confusing, but it's like
a multinational corporate intelligence conglomerate.
Chinese, Iranian, Venezuelan, they're all in on it. It's one constellation of bad actors.
And it's the Democrats and the CIA, as you pointed out, contract people that hate us to do it. So they have plausible deniability.
You got it. So there's nothing safer about this Liberty stuff. It's Serbian software on Chinese hardware being operated by Venezuelans.
And it's a big deal that this judge told you not to do it and you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, but the judge told me not to release these. She, in fact, put my lawyer in prison for giving these to law enforcement 3 years ago. Our answer is this is national security.
Public interest.
And we give you a month. We gave her a month. She wouldn't, or it's been 3 years. She still has not given us permission to release anything. And we found out a month or two ago, she was actually Venezuela's lawyer. And then Biden took her out and made her the magistrate judge.
Total conflict of interest.
So she's looking down the barrel of she's looking down the barrel of a criminal indictment. A criminal referral has been made about her. This judge is.
We're going to keep going on a live show, but I'm shooting this just for X. So I want to be able to get some up close shots here in our backup studio. Okay. How do people find Patrick Byrne online?
X is the best place to go. Just go to X. Find me on X. I also have a occasional thing I use on Locals, but just find Patrick Byrne at X.
All right, well, amazing. Let's talk more about it. And people can find me at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive and AlexJonesLive.com. We will upload that.
I'll send it to you.
You can airdrop it to us. And then we'll get that up separate from the live show, but that's good. You weren't exactly, you just have to go zoom right in on your deal at that level. So we can do it. We can shoot down, but not, you know. And some people have little cameras right here, little robot. Peril Prodar.
It's too tedious, but it just shows.
That was not tedious. That was absolutely powerful. And this is smoking on. Oh, as they come in.
You get what's going on.
So we preload the results before they come in.
And then as they come in, meaning as we're going to be pretending on November 3rd that the results are coming in, but actually we just upload from the machine as they come in.
He's like, and so we preload before, then we're ready.
Into the WinEDS system that we're going to tell all the state legislatures we don't use.
And you have all the testimony of them telling them that. I remember like, well, that's not there. We have no connection to that. What are you talking about?
It gets really even funnier. What it turns out they do is the Dominion sets up
Hold on. Give me the phone again.
No, we don't need that.
No, I want it. You're doing this great thing. Here we go.
As they set up what they're really doing.
I'm going to start over. We'll put this on as part two. Guys, we'll edit this into it. Go ahead.
Okay. As what they really do is when they set up a Dominion server for some county, they set up next to it a second machine that is the WinEDS machine. They don't even tell the counties, we have a server in here that's really running with this Smartmatic Venezuelan software. And they run the election on this machine. All this stuff gets in. And what they're not telling anyone is it goes from the Dominion machine to this EDS dirty machine and then gets reported into the election reporting system. So before the results go from the county to the legitimate election reporting system, they're run through this WinEDS dirty Venezuelan software where they and only they have access. They and only they even know it exists. They're not even telling the counties that they have.
That's what's come out with these companies is they claim they're taking photos of the ballots in live time, but they have another computer sliding a whole new one in.
Right. Coomer just admitted recently in a deposition like last week that there's a server before the results go from the server that runs the election to this county server that reports the election. It's going through another server that nobody knows about and only he has access to. So the results go in. And we just have to trust them not to do anything they want to do. And then it gets reported. And they didn't even let anyone know they had that second server.
Wow. Then all these companies tell judges, these don't even hook up to the internet.
It's all a lie. It's his lies have so gotten caught. In his depositions, he's lied and gotten caught so many times. I'm shocked he isn't under arrest yet. He's meeting me next week. I can't say it. We have to meet next week for someplace for a Yeah, what do you
Yeah, if you get him to turn to state's evidence, that would be the ultimate victory.
He should.
Now, let me say the weird angle. I'm not saying Trump's doing this, but it's pure speculation. Let's just say the potential's there. If Trump runs Venezuela now with Rubio, he could flip them under his control and make them run elections for him.
I hate to tell you, I think that one of the things that Trump is hoping for, I think that one of the things the CIA is pushing is keep these liberty machines in place and we'll let you and your sons end up owning it with this. They have their own hedge fund now called 1776. You'll end up owning liberty. I wonder if the Democrats will accept that if the Trump family owns liberty.
Oh, they're suddenly going to say it's fraud.
Exactly. But I think what's going on is the Trump family is trying to get his hands on liberty, and they think they'll, well, some people, that the CIA is trying to pitch them using that as an incentive.
Was that information out yet?
No, that's call it an informed guess.
Yeah, but you know, I'm on the right track then.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You have good instincts.
Well, the Democrats are suddenly going to be against us now.
Oh, well, that'll solve all our problem. If the Trump family's hedge fund ends up owning Liberty, I guess that'll solve our problem. We'll all be in agreement that we got to get rid of the machines then.
Yeah, because it'll all be nothing but Lindsey Graham's.
Yeah.
But no one will limit Lindsey Graham's.
Yeah. The Democrats have realized is they might get schlonkered. They're just infiltrating the Republican Party now. There's all kinds of people running for Republicans in positions of states now that are just Democrats. Well, they're rhinos, but even worse, they're actually Democrats that are
Well, listen, I'm impressed you came to town and just talked a little on me. And I love the crew. Nobody's bad. I'm not mad. But did anybody talk about getting you on Harrison's show while you're here? Oh, Rex, my son, is here.
I'd be happy to.
Rex is hosting. I bet Rex would love to come down here and you want to hang around, or maybe how long are you in town?
I'm just here for you. Then I'm here tonight. This afternoon I'm free.
Okay, well, he's doing another show right after this.
Okay.
You can take a break, and well, let's find out. But that'd be a good idea, huh? Let's just show the incredible crew over there. Put them on camera. Don't you love me live on air shooting another video? That's what I do around here.
It's very postmodern.
Yeah, exactly. Wheels within wheels, plans within plans. Anyways, here we go.
Thanks for all you do, man.
You bet. I bet the video shop will focus 10 times the views of your live interview. Okay, we're almost out of time.
Methylene Blue. I use it as I'm recovering so well from my heart surgery, and the doctor can't believe I'm trucking along 1.1 miles a day. Methylene Blue is what gets me out of bed. I can't believe I didn't know about this supplement for so long.
That was not your cue to plug, but thank you. No, listen, people don't know Methylene Blue is not a stimulant. The Germans invented it like in the 1780s. They gave it to rats. They like lived twice as long, and it skips the oxidation process in the cells. It's magic. But you got to watch out if you're on SSRIs, make you jump off a cliff. You got to talk to your doctor. It's really serious stuff. And first time I took it, it when it really hits you, like electricity shooting through you and stuff, it's wild. And we're not, and this is the strongest methylene blue out there, folks. So, and we have methylene red that's not the same thing, but goes with it well as a stacking agent, or you can take it by itself. We now have the pills out today, 50% off, introductory offer. And it's what funds this operation. We're in the little backup studios, like a submarine in here. And we've got the, I can't announce all this yet, but I'm going to stop there. But let's just say in about 2 weeks, you'll hear a lot of interesting announcements around here. And you're going to notice that there'll be a few days next week that I'm not going to be here because we're busy getting all this stuff going on. But let's just say your prayers have been working. A lot of good things have been happening on the information war front, the legal front. But the final equation, I don't get money from the Israelis, the Qataris, the Easter bunnies, the Republicans, Democrats, anybody. I get it from you buying T-shirts and great supplements, thealexjonesstore.com. So thank you so much for your support. We have a big sale going on right now, and we cannot do it without you. So thank all you that have supported. But these really are great products. It's really simple. I'm only going to tell you something really works. In fact, I've been doing this lately with new guests that come in, but I've probably given it to 100 people on air. Not one of them did not have a great result. And I've given it to over 500 people personally, and 3 people didn't feel it. 3 people out of like 500.
Hard to imagine not feeling it. You got to not be in touch with your body if you can't feel it.
What I love is it's a special molecule. They go, oh, it's fish tank cleaner or it's dye. No, they use it for all sorts of stuff. Like your fish are dying, all of a sudden your fish don't die. It's not a cleaner; it's a stabilizer, and it's the same thing. But it was invented they were just testing things that made things live longer. The Germans came up with it, but because it's out of patent and all that, they can't make money, so nobody cares about it.
Drives everything.
But it does stain the living hell out of stuff. That's why they went, hey, this will be a great dye.
I'm glad like Papa Smurf one night on your show. One day on your show.
It's a really weird molecule. I've had chemists explain it to me. I'm not a chemist. I don't understand it. Well, we're almost out of here. In closing, you think we win the midterms? Because Trump's down a little bit with things he's done, but also, if all these companies are being watched for fraud so close, will they be bold enough to engage in fraud?
No, I think we're going to, you know, all the models you see about and polls, it isn't like they call 100 people and they say 54 say they don't like Trump. That's not how it works. They get the raw data, they feed it through all these models, and then they spit something out. Those models are all corrupted by the fact that our elections have been so corrupt for 20, 25 exactly. years. If Trump takes out 25 million mail-in ballots, because if they, you know, then I think we're going to discover 20 or 30% of Democratic votes have been fake.
Oh, I agree. Well, look, as pissed as I am at Trump about some issues, I'm 100% clear. I want the Republicans to win.
I love how you, of course. I mean, it's a non-starter. And as bad as sometimes we get irritated, I get irritated with Trump about other things. His family is negotiating deals rather
than. Oh, it's very.
Really. I thought Hunter Biden was bad, but there's things that irritate me. But imagine where we would be without Trump if Kamala had won.
Well, yeah, it's not a lesser two evils for me. It's like I get mad at Trump, and they didn't do any of the insider stuff or sweetheart deals before. They were super clean. Now they've gone the other way because they almost went bankrupt. They're trying to rebuild. I'm like, then there's a tank of starving piranhas of the Democrats. Right. So I'm like, I'm not lesser two evils. I'm not, piranhas, and I'm like, and they're like lowering us like. You know, Dr. Evil us into a shark tank. And I'm like,
yeah, you would think,
oh, support me. You won't be in the shark tank.
You would think that he would have the brains to understand if he came in and played this term straight, he could have been looking at being on the side of Mount Rushmore in 50 years.
Oh, he had it all. Oh my God.
Instead, they're doing business deals over islands and, you know, off
Albania.
And who knows what they're cooking up about Venezuela and Iran.
And then his daughter says, oh, the Rothschilds, they bought it. It's our island. She goes, we're not getting an island. It's made up. And it's like, God, you guys. Patrick Byrne, let's find out if Rex has got a slot for you so you can hang around and come on with him because you got a lot more to talk about. My son is hosting the next 3 hours. It's an excellent job. But regardless, people should follow you on X and more. But first, we have a message from Darth Vader to don't filter your water, drink the fluoride, drink the poisons, let them bend your will. A message from Darth Vader.
You have great breath.
At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dear, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege.
It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I was trying to help him win. I was giving him what I thought were very clear, like, path forward of objective things he could do to convince Americans that he was focused on their desperate needs. And at the end of the day, I just didn't feel like he was that engaged. And his other meeting, like the one after me, was like rich people trying to give him statues and stuff. And he was talking about Lindsey Graham's golf drive. And it's just like he wasn't engaging in the fight. Like, I don't think he had the fight. And listen, I don't think I would personally be able to go through the things that Donald Trump went through. They put him through so much, you know, like all the convictions and all the attacks.
Well, let me interrupt again because you're so on target. Again, you're on the show last June or whatever. You say you're in an emergency situation. Everyone's turning on you. Change course now. He could have done it. The vice president sees it, calls you up there, 3-hour meeting. He shows up for part of it. You lay it out. He's like, oh, I got to go be given gold statues and talk about Lindsey Graham's golf drive. You're literally brought in as an intervention to like convince him because they know you're the top pollster. And, I mean, again, we're not, it's like exactly, I'm done helping him. because it doesn't do anything. I mean, I remember telling him when he was president-elect 10 years ago, sir, Fiona Hill is on the board of George Soros' foundation. This general is on it. They are your enemies.
How can we be, you know, the most powerful country in the world, it's not safe to walk around our cities? What the hell is going on? Yeah. I mean, Soros, honestly, misanthropic. You know, someone who has, sort of claims to be doing good, but actually he is not. You know, he is tearing down the fabric of society. So, terrible.
Obama signed the defense authorization, you know, NDAA with $2 billion with stay behind networks. What's that? They put their people in to counter and undermine you. Here's the legislation.
What is the legal theory behind the grand conspiracy, and is it viable in the federal courts?
I think there's a good chance that you're talking about a deprivation of civil rights under 18 U.S. Code 242. Ironically, perhaps, you could argue that there's a conspiracy to defraud the United States, which was a lead charge that Jack Smith used for January 6th.
And he's like, oh, Alex, you're so great. Let me talk to your wife. I mean, seriously, God, your husband's incredible. You know how great he is? I mean, like 10 minutes, she's got him on speaker glazing me because that's his currency, and he does that. They glaze each other. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be glazed. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. People ask like, oh, you're mad he called you low IQ. No, I stopped. They used to call and say, he's going to call you in a few hours, and you wait by the phone. Will you take a call from the president? I wouldn't even care, because literally it's a robot machine kissing your ass to manipulate you.
I was getting hundreds of direct messages from three-time Trump voters who were literally burning all their Trump hats and 55-gallon drums out back. Like, that's where we were because of all the overt, like, antagonization that he was taking out on his original base at the time. Like, that was the backdrop of my trip. And I don't want to be mean to the staff, again, because, like, they were listening very closely, and J.D., you know, wanted Trump to hear my message, and Susie was listening and taking notes, and they wanted to learn from me. But it's like, what I didn't see was when you go into a major corporation and it's like, this company has a vision. Somebody laid out a mission, and I bet you they know what their quarterly goals are. And I bet you if you look, somebody's keeping track of how all the meetings tie back to strategic initiatives.
And with the midterm elections a little more than 100 days away, the clock is ticking for President Trump to get out of this war before voters head to the polls. It's making a lot of Republicans nervous. It's already, as we know, unpopular. According to the New Washington Post Ipsos poll, 69% of Americans disapprove of the handling of this conflict. Republicans cannot let this become an endless distraction, especially if they want to win in November.
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war.
I got kind of mouthy, and I was like, you know what? You know, Americans don't like oligarchy. They think that's what the problem is, and a lot of the people you're surrounding yourself make you look like an oligarch. And so you should smash the oligarchy and not be the oligarchy.
You said that. You said it on the show and after. A parade of Larry Ellison saying we're going to control you with AI ain't good, sir.
Yeah. It's bad. Like, when you bring Mark Zuckerberg, who stole your election, into the White House the very first week of your inauguration, like, that is not a good look. And Susie was like, oh, that's really good. I'm going to write that down and use it. But it's like they didn't use it. You know what I mean? Like, we're still...
And they don't know, like, to not bring Bill Gates in. They did that, too. Like, our arch enemies?
Yeah. And, you know, the ties to Pfizer. Like, it just... It's all the way down. Just inconsistencies, betrayals.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone.
It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, that hour-long Patrick Byrne interview, I mean, that guy is everything he said he is and more. He has been behind the scenes for decades. And doing clandestine operations for different government agencies. I'll leave it at that. And there's different factions that they've been trying to expose, the Democrats, the CIA, some of the neocons through China, then through Taiwan, Venezuela, doing all this. And he just released secret federal court documents with the heads of these companies literally bragging how they do all this. And you notice they're all dropping their lawsuits against people right now. Except Smartmatic, because they already had the judge defaulted. But now they're even trying to get out of it. But they just want Lindell to stop talking about it. He's not going to stop, just like me. I mean, you think all the pain you put me through and messing with me and my family, you think that makes me now want to give up when we're winning? Hell no. See, I don't think about what happens to me individually, because I'm a total individualist. As individual, I understand that it's individuals giving themselves to the collective that creates the great victory. Not collectivists directing it from the top. Individuals coming together through free will to form organic collectives. That's God's model. So if I need to be destroyed, put in prison, or killed to take you guys on, I'll do it. You know, I saw an Andrew Tate clip that was going viral with the left going, look, Elon Musk is saying exactly what Andrew Tate said. That means they're working together. It's the most classic statement ever about I'll give my life up for truth, and the more you attack me, the more I'll fight you. But to them, they don't stand for anything, so it's so alien, and they always think somebody gave you a script. Like, who orders you to do this? Who gives you your talking points? Who tells you what to say? And I'm like, me. And they just can't get that through their head. They don't understand it. But it's through free association that you decide, not with the IRS with a gun to your head, not with the left coming to you demanding, you know, DEI garbage. We're like, hey, we're taking on the tyrants. We're promoting basic freedom. We've had a lot of victories. If you want people pulled out of the game that are fighting for all of our own collective futures, then don't spread the word about the broadcast and don't buy our products at AlexJonesStore.com. And I won't give up ever. I won't go to 5 minutes plugging an hour. I'll go to more if I need to. Because let me tell you, I want to expand. I want reporters. I want more hosts. I want to be on 20 hours a day because there's news breaking constantly. I want to dominate the tyrants. I want to beat their ass politically. I want to crush their skulls in. By the way, I've been plugging all day and doing a terrible job. As I mentioned, it's only going for a couple more days. Any order on the site of $29 or more gets a free t-shirt. You just pick your size, get a random surprise shirt. The designs are all either really good and fun or super badass the best. They're all good, but some are the creme de la creme at thealexjonesstore.com. And I am ready. I met with my accountant today I normally get up at like 4 a.m. and get prepared for a few hours, which I did. And then I normally get up here at least an hour and a half before, but I was with accountants. So it makes me get pissed off because I had 30 minutes to get ready once I got in here with all the stuff I'd already sent. So I had all these stacks of documents and videos I'd already sent. I had to go kind of collate it and go over it. But I'm sitting there with the accountants and they're like, you're not bringing the money in to finish this and do that and pull this. And so you better get in there, pal. And that's where we're at. So anything I sell you is excellent because I want it to knock your socks off. I mean, I have people sometimes like at the park or the grocery store or church. I've been asked this question probably like 500 times the last 20-something years. I've been on here 30-something, but with supplements, it didn't start asking about 20 years ago. We have our own brands and stuff for about 15 now. That way you control the quality and everything else. And people are like, hey, I got a question. Those supplements really work? I had family ask me that. I just look at them and I go, have you been to Whole Foods? You've been to Central Market? You've been to the grocery stores? Does a supplement aisle take over the whole store? It used to be a supplement aisle. Now it's like 20 aisles. What do you think all these vitamins and trace elements and herbs and all the drugs they have are like twisted versions of that so they can patent it? What do you think's in the rainforest? The Easter Bunny? No, the unicorn's in there of health and life, and it's all there. So just logically, our bovine colostrum the best, our methylene blue the best, our methylene red, incredible proprietary, we only have it. This stuff's all insane. When I say that products like, and I didn't do this name because it is an obnoxious name, but it is Ultimate Power. This is way better than Turbo Force. That was a great thing. It's basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other added goodies. Little tiny scoop of this, 10 hours, surging energy, overhead shot. This is stuff I take. Look at this. Look, overhead shot of that. This is not wimpy stuff. And by the way, I don't recommend you take a full scoop. I take like it when I take it, a half a scoop. That is explosive. So, and it's filled at the top when you get it. I've had probably 20 doses out of that. I mean, this says it lasts a month. This is like a 2-month supply. But be careful when you take this. It's 50% off right now. Ultra Methylene Red Capsule, 50% off. I want to wage war against the tyrants. I want to take on the New World Order. SAS, Special Air Services, is the model of the Delta Force and the SEALs and everything today. Their World War II slogan is fortune favors the bold. Well, what is your fortune? I don't want to be a candy-ass Hollywood person. I don't want to be on red carpets. I don't want to wear nothing against tuxedos, but you know what I mean? I don't care about that. I don't want to peacock around. I got so much confidence, and it's not even arrogance. It's just mission. I'm just who I am. That I don't need the symbols of success. I want success. But my success is not the big private jet or the big mansion. And if you did that through free market stuff and it's great and you employ people, great, do it. But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking to take on tyrants. I'm looking to build new systems. I'm looking to launch humanity. I want people in the future, we have even greater success, to just look back in the annals and say, I want to be like that guy. I want to be an inspiration to people to really fight tyranny. That's what I like. It feels good. Like a sheepdog is bred to want to attack wolves. It's nice to the sheep and nice to its owners and really sweet, and a nice big old happy dog will sit in your lap. But when it sees a wolf, and the lips go back and it starts foaming at the mouth and the eyes and I just can't help it. I want to annihilate tyrants. I want to eviscerate them. I want to gouge their eyeballs out with ice picks politically, not only. I want to slit their throats, tear their intestines out, drive over them, draw and quarter them, smash them to hell. I don't like frauds and cheats and scammers and thugs and filth. I want to sit there while they beg for their mommy when I crush them, when I break their skull open. Like Roy Batty, he's just crushing his head. You'll know, because evil needs to know it's going to get trampled. And it's that spirit they hate, because they know this spirit's infectious. And they know courage is infectious. So all I'm saying is, load me up with ammunition. Support us at theoxygenstore.com, and I give you my pledge. I'll give you everything I got. I can't even help it. I mean, it's not like I need to get everything I got. You're going to get everything I got. You're going to get everything I got, whether you like it or not. It's done. It's over. There ain't no question. This is beyond commitment. To be committed, you got to commit. I'm beyond committed. What's a word when, ask ChatGPT, see what he comes with. Ask Grok, what's beyond committed? Possessed? Completely filled? By the way, think of possessed as a bad word. What if you're possessed with love and goodness? I am fulfilled. I am that. I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And that doesn't mean I'm Mr. Integrity about everything in my life and I'm perfect. No, but when it comes to doing what I say I'm going to do, standing for what I stand, telling you what I actually believe is the most accurate true information, that is my religion. Somebody's got to have a North Star. Somebody's got to tell people right. Somebody's got to straight shoot people. Into me. I mean, all the stuff I know, I could never sit there and try to calculate what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do. I got so much information just like you do. You imagine these liars, they got to figure what they're going to say and angle and what's this group want. What's that? It's like AOC. She gets in front of a group of Hispanics in LA and she goes, "Hello, I am a Hispanic. Do you like taco?" Hillary does that. She goes, "I love hot sauce. You like it?" She thinks like Mexicans go, "Oh, you like hot sauce?" They're like, "What? This person's a kook." AOC is in Tennessee last week. I never even played the clip. She's like, "How's everybody doing here today? I tell you, I'm like Granny. I killed me a possum down there by the river today, and I'm going to give you a possum and some grits today there. And I'll tell you, Grandpa's coming now. We're going to play on the fiddle a little bit here." They're inauthentic. Schumer, "I cooked you a hamburger. Have it. It's a raw hamburger with cheese on it." Probably a space alien. So, all I'm telling you is, whatever she is, I'm the opposite. You think I go to England and I get in front of British people and I give them an English accent when I give them a speech? I just talk like I talk. You think I go to speak to some black group or something? I'm like, "Hello, everybody, I'm Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey." And they're like, "Get your ass out of here, dude." Go to Australia, I'm like, "Crikey, mate, how you doing today?" Can't even do the Australian accent. "Look at the size of that alligator, that crocodile." All right, I'm out of control. I had all these clips on as soon as they hit. Rex is coming in. Just energize me and watch what happens. Yeah. You know, I think, I've always thought David Icke was wrong that they're reptiles. But reptiles like their meat raw. And if you looked at Schumer's wife, by the way, Beto did that where he was serving raw hamburgers. What? Where do you come from? Are they growing these people in tanks or something? Imagine you went over to some person at work. "Hey, come over for burgers." Come over, like, "Here's a raw burger." You'd be like, you would think they're trying to get you sick or something. Like, "Hey, man, what is this? Are you retarded?" No, man, they ain't human. Take a look. I actually think Chuck Schumer is a shape-shifting demon. I think he probably 5,000 years old, probably lives underground in a flying saucer that got buried in New York. I'm serious. I mean, I mean, look at that alien right there. That's probably like it's the ambassador from Mars or something. And they're just like, "Screw these humans. These people have no idea how we're effing them over." "We love radiation. Once we nuke everything, we'll be able to grow. I can't spawn and grow eggs on my back until the radiation level isotope is above the level it is now. Hydrogen bombs are what I love." Oh, yeah, they drink radiation coolant. Guaranteed. I'm not even joking. In fact, I bet Schumer's the female and that's the male. That creature right there is definitely a Draco lizard and mounts him. And then he has the eggs and the eggs come out of the mouth. The little baby scorpions, and they sit on his back and he, and you know what they feed on too. They're not just radioactive cooling tank material. That's probably true, actually. Oh, God, help me. Here's Trump montage of Trump's statement saying
He would not get us into endless wars and statements on the current war. It's a nice montage, and it dovetails into Carlson saying, as far as he's concerned, Trump isn't even the president. And I agree with that. And that's good. He needs to hear that, because he's like, I'm the president, not Netanyahu. Netanyahu's like, oh, really, bitch? I launched the wars, and when I say jump, you say how high, and you say yes, a boss. Hey. Play those clips.
War and aggression will not be my first instinct.
We are ending the era of endless wars.
I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into. A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran.
I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion.
What makes you so sure this won't become a quagmire?
We're not going to be there.
You're convinced this won't become a quagmire?
It's not a quagmire. Just wiped out the military of a very dangerous country. We're almost finished.
He said we're almost finished 6 weeks ago. And since then, the ceasefire has collapsed, and three more Americans have lost their lives.
You know, my sense is that Trump's views are irrelevant. I don't think he was for this war with Iran. He did it anyway. He's utterly controlled. So there's that. J.D. Vance is the only person I'm aware of in American national politics with any power at all, to the extent he has power, who would oppose this. But I don't see anyone other than J.D. Vance.
I mean,
hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are too. I mean, there's no doubt that the voices of the independent media is starting to be heard. We've got a long, long way to go, but we're starting to be heard. But again, this is why I think this debate needs to happen now rather than later.
I am very encouraged. I mean, it's not just Lynn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Laura Ingraham. It's a whole bunch of people that aren't on the Israeli payroll or who don't have a death wish, that are literally saying, okay, this has gone too far. Okay, Israel shouldn't be taking over everything, and Iran's not going to fall. Listen to the Pentagon. This needs to stop. The problem is the mullahs are all arrogant now, and they think, oh, we got the straight. We'll just keep doing this. Oh, look, we have footage of – this is incredible. This is official video, not AI. Play it from the start. They just released this when their daughter got married to another lady. That's Mr. and Mrs. Schumer giving birth to the eggs that'll be their babies. This is amazing. Wow. There you go. No wonder they can't cook hamburgers. I mean, reptoids don't eat their meat raw. They're like, here, have a raw beef patty. That's what you do. You know, like, oh, in fact, this isn't beef. This was, you see the kids on the milk cartons? Well, they got to go somewhere. Yeah, they got to get ground up into that chuck beef delish, you know. Soon we'll radiate your planet and total death will rule. Satan. All right. I love you all. Pray for peace. Pray for global awakening. We love you, Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. Rex Jones takes over the war room now. Share the feed. Be a revolutionary. Crush the snakes. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way.
My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.